ever be than right here, right now.
Favorite time of the day, straight ahead, what I get to say from FedEx Field. Here is stadium announcer Philip R. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Hello, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Daddy Don't Know and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting with an extra stitch for your pleasure, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello. Thank you for listening, everybody. It's Wednesday, May 3, year 2000. Phone number same as it was yesterday. Of course, this show doesn't work without your phone calls. Well, it could work, but it wouldn't be as much fun without your phone call.
Not nearly.
1-877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
That is the toll-free line. Before I set up today's show, we talk about tonight's Las Vegas-style appearance and all the fun things that are happening. I do want to start out today with a get-well message to my father-in-law, who had yesterday just the scariest damn thing. He was in the hospital. He was in critical care most of yesterday afternoon.
Yep.
And they actually had to shock his heart to get his heart beating again. Mm.
And he's out of the woods temporarily?
Yeah, he's off the respirator now.
Good.
And he's breathing on his own. And, you know, I think more of that guy than I do of my own father. I truly do. I consider him to be my father.
I've had the pleasure of meeting Les a couple of times. He's a great guy.
Just a great guy. And, you know, his whole family understandably upset. And, you know, yesterday was a tough show for me to do because all of this was going on while we were doing the show. But I'm glad that I can come to you today and tell you that Les is doing much better.
That's great.
And sure do love you. I sure do hope you feel better, Les. And dedicate the Las Vegas style show tonight to my father-in-law.
He'd be very proud.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, he would.
He'd wish that he could be there in the front row.
And we do have a show tonight.
Oh, my God.
Las Vegas style show tonight at Carmen Kaboom. And that is in Columbia, Maryland. Now, listen to this lineup. Tentative on the latex, the liquid latex. We don't have it, Buzz.
I understand.
We need someone to bring some liquid latex by.
Good.
Also, the onstage dude feud with a $200 cash prize. The Homo Joe and Gerald the Big Dyke Gay Challenge. The underwear fashion show with a cash prize of $500.
Serious money.
Dennis Murphy will be wearing the Lifesavers pants. Girls will be coming off and trying to suck the Lifesavers off of his pants.
It's a big night for Dennis.
And Dennis will be undergoing another one of our fabulous experiments tonight on stage.
The experiment tonight, how well does an adult diaper work?
Now, Dennis, if you're listening, and I'm guessing that you are listening, it's very rare I would say this, very rare that I'd say at this point of the show, call us now.
Wow.
Because we have to give you instructions about taking your X-Lax.
Ah, very good.
Somebody actually looked on the box of X-Lax.
Mm-hmm.
This is Dennis right now. Hold on a second.
Thinks a little.
Hello?
No, it is not Dennis. I spoke to Dennis earlier today, and he's going to go buy some X-Lax.
Beautiful. Charlie Broyhill looked on the box of X-Lax and saw that it takes 6 to 12 hours for full effect in your buttock area.
Oh, so he's got to take it, like, maybe about noon.
Now.
Yeah, now
would be the very latest. So has Dennis received the X-Lax yet, do you know?
I talked to him about half an hour ago, and I think he went to go pick it up. They had suppositories that worked quicker, but I didn't know who would administer those.
Oh, my God. Well, hopefully Dennis himself.
Okay, thank you, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
There he is, reporting in from the third floor. Certainly no need to come down here where the show is happening. Our producer, Chuck Carlos Broyhill.
He's very secure up there.
So never mind, Dennis. Don't bother calling if Charlie's already talked to you. And the last part of the show, after all the naked chicks and naked guys and all the challenges, the last part of the show will be us getting Dennis out of his brand new Today's Man suit,
mm-hmm,
and stripping him down to an adult diaper. Though he'll be doing that backstage. He will then come out wearing the adult diaper.
Baby Dennis.
He will sit in the corner. We will feed him Chili Mac. I believe it is Hormel Chili Mac out of a can.
Now, do you want to feed him that, like, at the end? I think we're going to have to feed that to him at the beginning.
Yeah, right at the very beginning.
Right.
And then we'll put him in the corner of the stage and simply wait and see how long it takes Dennis to crap his pants.
It'll be fascinating.
Listen, it's a challenge.
It is?
It's a challenge to come up with new ways to entertain you.
You've asked for it.
The greatest listening audience in the world. Yes, we decided that would be the slogan yesterday.
That's the only way we can sleep at night is by saying you
asked for it.
You've demanded this.
You want Dennis Murphy on stage wearing an adult diaper, crapping his pants. It's not enough to have naked chicks on stage. It's not enough for the Homo Joe Challenge. It's not enough for strip trivia, strip feud. We've got to have Dennis crapping his pants.
I find myself using that excuse lots of times. You know, I say to people, we give people what they crave, what they want. It's not like we're not doing this because we enjoy it. No. We're doing this because we're fulfilling our obligations as entertainers.
That's the type of show that you've told us you want.
You've told us.
That's the type of show that you said, listen, Don and Mike, if you're giving away a free show to thank people for listening, we demand that Dennis Murphy crap his pants.
The show has evolved. We used to stand up on stage and actually try to be funny, and then we
routines and skits.
We would move into
vaudevillian life.
From that, we went into just lots of naked ladies up on stage, and then we decided, well, we need some freak show aspects, and now I think we've incorporated everything.
I'm not even going to mention the fact that Tom the Monster's coming with his electric guitar.
Oh my God.
Yes, he is. All of that happening tonight at Carmen Kaboom in Columbia, Maryland. If we can end the show on time tonight, we hope to hit the stage at 9.
Good.
And don't cost nothing to get in. It's our way of saying thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for admitting to the ratings company you listen to the show. We will see you there tonight. The only thing that we're missing is the liquid latex, because a big part of the live show is when girls come up on stage and take their tops off and buzz, then liquid latexes their bosom.
Yes.
And then he peels it off with his mouth. Well, as it turns out, we're all out of liquid latex.
Well, I've seen a lot of latex go on boobs.
So we need some. If you got some, bring it by the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters here, the giant CBS building.
Mm-hmm.
Come on by. We'll give you a prize. You bring some liquid latex. Mm-hmm. And I understand that the arrangements for the commute tonight have been finalized, and Buzz will be driving up with Toya.
Really?
Is that true?
That is true.
That is true.
Just you and Toya?
She looks good today, doesn't she?
She looks very good today. You dog.
I busted her balls a little bit. I said, what, did you already lay Buzz? I said, that first thing I said when I came in, I said, did you already lay Buzz? And she said, what are you talking about? I said, well, you're wearing the same clothes that you were wearing yesterday.
Is she really?
No, she just has a different pink shirt on today.
Ah, very good.
As it turns out, because she had that just been effed look about her today, and it looked like she might have had the same clothes on as she had yesterday.
Because at least on this crew, when you ride to the appearance with somebody, you're having sex with them.
Well, that's why that's why Rob and Mike ride up to all the appearances together.
I usually drive alone. So. And hey, don't forget Charles Stossel. He joins us like every other time.
Yeah, right, the commish.
Sure.
Charles Stossel. So Toya's catching a ride with you tonight.
That's what I hear. I'm happy to give her a lift.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good for you, Buzz. Good for you. I heard that, is Lisa going to the appearance also?
I don't know, but there's room.
Oh, you dirty dog.
I kid.
Yeah, you kid.
You kid, but she'll be in that car if she's available.
Right. Hot three-way stacks all the way up to Columbia, Maryland tonight.
Yeah, Buzz gets on stage like about 10:15.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Sacramento Kings.
Oh, they kicked some ass last night.
Yeah,
ma'am,
absolutely.
That was a basketball game.
Shut up.
I mean, no, they played some good ball, but that was an incredible. Vlade Divac is
Vlade Divac. You are so transparent. You are the invisible man when we talk about basketball.
I tell you, the Trailblazers did not have a chance in that game last night.
They didn't play the Trailblazers.
Oh, they didn't.
They played the Lakers.
Although, of course they played the Lakers.
They kicked their ass last night.
No,
yes.
You know, nobody, I tell you, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just can't shoot the way he used to.
Sacramento,
tonight we're going to do it again.
Sacramento forced a game 5, and as long as they keep winning, we support the Sacramento Kings on this show.
I guess the Kings shut down James Worthy pretty good, huh?
Yeah, right. They sure did.
Didn't score a point.
Wow.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Go Kings.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Yeah, it was a very exciting game. It was only until 1 o'clock in the freaking morning last night.
Really?
Yes. Well, don't you know? I thought you were watching.
I was watching. It was a fantastic game. Man, what a grand 101-88. Man, that was a great game.
Somebody's reading the newspaper.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How did you know that? Hey, Don and Mike, I've got a solution for your travels.
Who knew we needed a solution for our travels?
Well,
what do you mean by that?
I know Mike doesn't like to fly, so I was thinking, you know how John Madden has his tour bus?
Yes.
I figured maybe you could get one of his old Castaway tour buses.
You mean to go up to New York?
Yeah, go up to New York.
No, I like taking the train. I'm hooked on the train. I am an Amtrak man all the way. In fact, the bus would be a lesser alternative. I actually enjoy the train travel. Thank you, though.
How about when you go on one of your tours, like tonight, the Las Vegas style shows?
When you go on tour, Mike.
When I go on tour, you know, you could have a Don and Mike picture of you going on.
When you go on tour, Mike.
In all seriousness, when we were up at that, I'm not sure, maybe might have been Glen Burnie when we were on that Winnebago. Remember how we all loved that?
Yeah.
And we said, man, wouldn't this be the way to do it?
Yeah, we all felt like Charlie Daniels. Some stupid country singer on that thing.
I really wish that there was some Winnebago spot. If there was a Winnebago guy, like one of those RV places.
Please.
Hold on a second.
Don't even say it because you know that the salespeople, they're so jacked about the fact that they've sold the farts on this show. They'll come to you with this.
If there was an RV dealership, somebody that wanted to, like their finest RV, make it available for when we had our appearances, I'd drive the darn thing.
Oh, God.
I would drive the thing.
And we'd all die. We would all die on 95.
Would you ride up in it if we...
No.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely not.
I just want you to have more fun.
Hello, Jim.
Hey,
buddy.
I was constipated once, and I had to take a product. It's right next to the X-Lax, and it's way better. It's magnesium citrate.
Citrate of magnesium.
Yes.
Well, listen, we are sticking with the Tired and the true X-Lax.
Yeah, and besides, the citrate is really, if you want to, you know, have a medical procedure done, where you want to clean everything out.
Yeah, we just want Dennis to crap his pants.
Similar to what that stuff is that I had to take the last time.
Yeah, with your colon cleaner,
right.
Yeah, but I'd say don't leave home after you take it. I mean, it is powerful.
All right, thank you. Listen, everybody, just leave the driving to us.
Thank you.
When it comes to Dennis and crap, please leave the driving to us. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have a solution for the X-Lax. For Dennis? Something to work quicker?
Did we need a solution, I think?
A solution would indicate that there's a problem.
Well, the X-Lax, like they said, takes a while, and sometimes it might take overnight.
Oh, 6 to 12 hours, honey.
6 to 12 hours?
Right.
You think he knows? Okay, well, I have something quicker.
All right, well, everybody, please, just please, leave the driving to us. Trust me, everybody that comes to the show tonight will see Dennis Murphy crap his pants on stage.
Are you sure?
I have confidence in the makers of X-Lax.
And not really see it. You know, well, they're not going to
maybe see it.
See, oh, no.
I'm
running off the stage if that happens.
I cannot guarantee what might... What?
Are you going to do the finger test to the diaper?
Oh, please.
God, you're gross.
I cannot guarantee what will happen, but, you know, sometimes you have...
See, beds. If there is, I swear to God, I'll bodily throw him off the stage myself.
You have see, beds?
Well, of course, what do I grab if I'm going
right
to throw off the stage?
Do you have leakage?
Leakage.
I'll bet when it happens, someone in the crowd will want the soiled diaper as a souvenir. I'm just betting someone in the crowd will want
it. Now that you've said that... Now you've said that because now you want someone in the crowd to get it. When are you going to be satisfied with this charade?
This is what people have asked for.
Oh, God.
This is what people want.
Is this what they want, Dom?
It's no longer a good enough show for us just to come out and tell jokes and have naked chicks. This is what they want.
Oh, my God.
This is what it's come to. Hello?
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 Yes, are you there?
Yes, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello? Over.
Hello?
Roger.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Come in.
Is Don and Mike?
I'm sorry, your time is up. I'm sorry. Don't have all day to sit through that. So listen, big show tonight. See you there at Carmen Kaboom in Columbia. I think we've talked enough about that show. You'll hear all about it on tomorrow's episode.
I want it.
Now, listen, you know someone will take it.
I guarantee somebody will take it.
There'll probably be a fist fight for it tonight.
Oh, my God.
The Regis Celebrity Millionaire Show last night. I thought Drew Carey did great.
Listen, he did. I like Drew Carey.
As much as I've railed against this show and said that I think it'll be off the air by the first of next year and that, and the interest is waning in this show,
I'm hooked on watching the pseudo-celebrities play this game.
Yeah, it is a formula that really works. You can't tear yourself away from it. It's fun to watch all the celebs. I did like Drew Carey. Drew Carey was just the, of all of them, Drew Carey was just up there kind of going through the motions and really not taking it too seriously. I enjoyed that.
No, I was surprised that he didn't know the final question, the one about the first football player to do the commercial for Disneyland. I thought for sure, as big a football fan as he is, that he would have known it was Phil Simms.
It was a pretty tough question.
Gone for the $1 million.
When you throw Joe Montana with all the Super Bowls that the 49ers won, you almost automatically would think, well, it would have to have been Joe Montana, and I, being a big New York Giants fan, should have known that it was Phil Simms, but I didn't know that.
But the best part of the whole evening was the fact that when they did the fastest finger qualifying thing,
it was a Broadway question.
It was on Broadway, and Drew Carey beat Rosie O'Donnell on Broadway.
Yeah, you could have heard her. I mean, in the entire city.
Oh, I should have gotten that. Kill me now. I'm glad that we're doing the show tonight so that we won't see it tonight. Tonight is the night she's going to be on.
Oh, okay, who cares?
And she gets $500,000 just like Drew Carey did.
Oh, does she really?
Yeah, not to give it all away.
Yeah.
You know, not to pull a Sixth Sense on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and tell you that Bruce Willis is dead throughout the entire movie.
So
but
she wimps out and doesn't go up for the million either.
No, but she gets $500,000. That is tonight. And Ray Romano, poor Ray Romano, he's the last guy who gets in the hot seat.
He's funny.
Even that idiot from NSYNC
right.
gets in the hot seat. Before poor Ray Romano did.
Did you see Ray Romano last night where they're halfway into the next contestant? Yeah. I think it was Drew Carey. And Ray Romano goes, I'm in.
I got it. He had spent all that time figuring out the qualifying question.
That was so funny.
Or as Regis called him today on the Regis and Kathy C. show, Ray Romano. That Ray Romano.
Regis the village idiot.
Boy, he's funny, isn't he? Isn't he, Kathy C.? He's funny.
You're doing terrific. You're doing terrific. It's terrifically.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddies.
Am scary. Hello, you're on the air.
Buddies.
Yeah.
I was watching the show last night also, and I'm hooked too, but the thing is, will they get freaking Dana Carvey off?
Yeah, I'm a little sick of Dana Carvey in the background last night.
I mean, okay, fine. You know, I know your career's gone to crap and all, but, you know, let's go. And same with Rosie. Get her off.
Dana Carvey, the guy we all just tolerated in Wayne's World. And don't we all agree on that one?
Yes.
Dana Carvey, we tolerate. It was a great movie, but Dana Carvey was just tolerated.
Yeah. Yes. He's salad dressing in that movie.
Right.
That's all he is.
Right.
And are we agreed that David Spade is the new Dana Carvey?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. The new guy who really, if he's on, you'll watch him, but you can kind of do without him. Like, just like in Tommy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could have taken David Spade out, and you could have put Dana Carvey in, and no one would know the difference in Tommy Boy.
Mm-hmm. Dana Carvey was great on Saturday Night Live until they started overusing him.
Right.
When they determined that he was the only person on Saturday Night Live that could do a sketch, and then they burned him, like, to a crisp. And I think that's a large reason for for why his career is where it's at right now.
Frankly, his impressions aren't that great.
No, they're not.
I mean,
they're more caricatures than anything else.
Your Regis blows his Regis away.
Yeah, I know, but he does it constantly, and, you know, after three nights in a row of it, it's, but, I mean, he does do the definitive, because he did it when he was in office, he does do the definitive George Bush,
yes.
And I always laugh at that. But I'll tell you something, that's what they did to poor Dana Carvey. They just used him like a toilet on that show.
I think he was sick also. I think that
really?
Dana Carvey had some kind
yes,
of...
Yes, he has been very ill.
Some kind of... What's he got? He doesn't have the C, does he?
No, it wasn't cancer, I don't think. I don't remember what the ailment was, but it was serious.
He's got something wrong with him. That's
oh, really?
Why he's not been on TV for a while.
Right. Okay.
Hey, he was sick. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, sexy.
Like that's an excuse for not making us laugh.
Mm-hmm.
That you're sick.
When you're given the gift of laughter to share with millions of people,
mm-hmm.
sickness is not allowed to get in the way.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, honey.
Hi, baby.
How you guys doing?
Doing fine, sweetie.
I have some very bad news for you.
What is that? I love when you talk baby talk with us.
I just happened to be driving by Night Dreams, and I was going to get some latex to help you guys out, but they are out.
Oh, they are sold out.
No, did you put your butt, baby? You don't get the latex.
You said your body can't pick the latex on your booty booty.
And you know when you talk to this, you all of a sudden say, like, Rosie Perez, what's the matter with you?
Thank you, honey.
Thanks
I'm
for
sure
checking.
Someone will pick it up.
Okay, bye.
Someone will come up with it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there. Another live telephone call. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, is this on Mike?
Hey.
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 Hey. Sorry, disqualified. Too many A's.
Hey.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I did some research today. I was on the web doing some research. And this is something that my wife brought to my attention, actually. I guess it was 3 or 4 weeks ago. She was talking to me about, you know, I tell you, she tells me all the time, harping to me about why we should have a website.
Right.
And I keep telling her that I think websites are worthless. The only reason that we should have a website would be if CBS allowed us to stream audio.
Yeah.
The only reason to have a website is so you can listen to a radio show on the computer while you're at work or in your computer room.
You're so selfless. You're so giving. See, you think that. I think, well, we're going to do that. We you know, we have a website and we just sell stuff.
Well, then you're Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
But,
bye.
Okay. But listen, so CBS won't let any other shows be broadcast on the web, which is asinine. And one of the only decisions that I dispute in the fabulous world of Melco, I don't know how come we're not allowed to put our show on the web along, you know, with all the other CBS shows, but we're not. So Frida went through and went to this domain name site. And she came back and she said, do you realize that Don and Mike is taken? Someone owns that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm not surprised. She said, Don and Mike's show is taken.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm not surprised by that. She said, Don and Mike's show is taken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised. Don ampersand Mike's show is taken. D and M show is taken. Geronimo and O'Mara show is taken.
Somebody really covered the gamut there.
Don Geronimo and Mike show is taken. Don and Mike O'Mara show is taken. Every possible combination somebody out there has gotten. So if we ever want to do a website, we have to come up with a wacky name of our own, because the reason people do this is
itchy and scratchy.
It's sure it's taken.
Yeah.
The reason they do this is so that when you want to make a website, you got to pay them money to use your own name.
Right.
So, going on that thought, I went on a website that is .comtrader.com.
.comtrader.com. That's
right.
Confusing.
.comtrader.com.
.comtrader.com.
And what they do is they give you the assessment values of
domain names?
Yes, of .com names to tell you what they're currently worth.
So can you plug in our name and get the value?
Yes, except it costs money. It costs $11, so I didn't do it.
You can do it here, though, right?
No, you got a key and a credit card.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't want to pay $11. I just have other ones to show you by way of comparison.
So they had some examples on there?
Yes. If anybody out there wants to spend $11 to find out what Don and Mike or Don and Mike show is worth,
I'm sure somebody's doing it right now.
You know, go to domain name. .comtrader.com, right?
And it was the principle of it, right? That you just didn't want to give them money for something they're probably just pulling out of their butt anyway.
Right, yeah, because who knows what it's really worth.
You can challenge that to the World Intellectual Property Organization. Peter Gabriel just did that and won his name back at no charge.
For instance, well, you know, I'd like to find a bastard that have, like, Don and Mike and Don and Mike Show and Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.com.
You know, though, Don and Mike, I'm sure we'd have a tougher road to hoe than if it's like Peter Gabriel. I'm sure, you know, if it's PeterGabriel.com, he's got a legit... But since it's just a first name...
How would you know that there's not some schmuck named Peter Gabriel who is a real estate agent?
Right.
You know, there's certainly are probably lots of Peter Gabriels in the world. Yes, Brain.
You know, if it means all that much to you, I'll just give them back.
Well, listen, I'm sure that the person that has done that is listening to us right now, I would assume.
Well, never mind. If we ever decide to get a website, we'll just come up with a crazy name and we'll just tell everybody on the air what it is.
Well, if the person's a big fan of the show, when we decide to have a website, that person should cough it up.
Well, we can't get a website anyway until, you know, Melco will let us put the show on the web.
I think he's doing the right thing.
Mike, I hate to break with tradition, but I've got to say, I think someone should call That's Incredible. I think that is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a huge mistake for this show not to be offered up on the internet. That's just me speaking. That wasn't Mike,
right?
Nor Buzz, nor was it Rob speaking.
Thank you, Don.
And I could be wrong. let me see. How about, I'll give you some expensive ones and some cheap ones.
Okay.
Sexontheweb.com. That is worth $98,000. One word, sexontheweb.com. How about coffees.com?
It's worth about $50,000?
$307,000.
Coffees.
Wow.
coffees.com. Now, I don't know if these are currently taken or if they're just estimating the value of these if someone wants to buy it away, to steal
right.
it away.
Mm-hmm.
How about, here's a celebrity, MontellWilliams.com.
$20,000
$4,863.
Boy, I'm not good at this.
Which makes us think that ours is probably going to be worth about $20.
Absolutely.
How about JaneFonda.com?
I'd say that's more, probably $15,000.
$27,000.
Getting closer.
Hmm. RomeItaly.com.
$100,000.
$39,000. AsianPorn.com.
$100,000.
$17,000.
Oh, that's surprising.
I'm just giving $100,000.
Let me see. Cyberpage.com.
I have no idea.
$39,000. PizzaHomeDelivery.com. $15,000.
Now, are these numbers because they've already been purchased?
I believe that these are real websites, and what they've done is just estimated how much it would cost if you wanted to buy this from the person who owns it.
I'd love to know who's doing this and what they're basing it on.
How about YoureTheBomb.com?
$5,000.
$12,000.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that would interest you, Mike. BeerForLess.com.
$20,000.
$6,000.
Oh, that's ridiculous. It's worth more than that.
Let me see. Now, I bet the NFL's pissed off at this one. WinSuperBowl.com.
Now, don't they have licensing?
I think it's just like the name Don and Mike is licensed.
Right.
But I think because the web is like the wild, wild west, that if you're first there, you can do it.
Probably.
WinSuperBowl.com, that's worth $7,000. Let me see. PartyStudent.com, $18,000.
What was the one that was worth $300,000? Was it Rome? Coffees.
Coffees.
Coffees.com.
That's the biggest one I can find thus far. Let me see. Paydays.com, $2,000. AlGore.com.
That's got to be expensive.
$22,000.
Okay.
Let me see. Swindled.com, $11,000. CigarWoman.com, $12,000.
CigarWoman?
Yes. BloodTest.com, $14,000. How about electricity.com?
$5,000.
$37,000.
I can't figure
no
these out.
Nor can I. CaliforniaVacations.com.
I'm going to say $60,000.
$23,000.
All right.
Let me see. OJ.com.
$1,000,000.
$28,000. Armageddon.com.
The Rudy Martsky website.
$7,000.
Yeah, who cares about Armageddon? It doesn't matter because, all the webs are going to be gone anyway.
Let me see. Then you have AutoSearchUSA.com. That's $8,000. PoliticallyCorrect.com.
I'm going to say a dollar.
$33,000.
Wow.
BlackAmerican.com.
I'll say $20,000.
$123,000.
Wow.
TheYellowPages.com.
$15,000.
$27,000.
Boy.
LuxuryAutomobile.com.
That's like $100,000.
$112,000.
See, I'm getting better.
And I'll give you one more. TomHanks.com.
I'll say $15,000.
$45,000.
Tom Hanks.
For TomHanks.com.
Forget about it.
Now, again, those are all, assessed values.
Now, so you plug in, if you had the wherewithal to do the $11,
yes,
you would have gotten a value for our show.
Don and Mike or Don and Mike's show, but, frankly, I didn't want to pay some fly-by-night operation $11 to tell
they
us.
They must be making a fortune.
Tell us
sure.
what something that we should own that we don't own is worth.
They just get it in there. Tom Hanks, $45,000.
Hello, Alan.
Yes.
Yes.
How are you guys today?
We're great, thank you.
It's a company that gives out these domain names, or at least originally, not the company you're referring to. You actually can get your names because you guys have rights in them. You own some trademarks, I'm sure, and if not federally registered trademarks, you probably have law trademarks.
I'm telling you, you're wrong that I have read about celebrity after celebrity, not that we are in the category of, big-time movie stars, but big-time movie stars who have wanted their own websites, and people want to hold them up, for $50,000, and the
right,
people,
they
end up saying F you.
That is correct, but as of recently, they changed the rules. And the company that grants these domain names has a dispute resolution policy for conflicting domain names for people who own trademarks, whether it be common law ownership or federal registration.
Well, all right, thank you.
Well, it's pointless now anyway until Melco lets us put the show on the web, I think.
I'm a big believer that people that have the foresight to purchase the domain names, they should get a little something. I mean, they were thinking before, you know, the celebrity or whoever it was decided they were going to come up with a website. Why not?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Right, hi.
Great. Hey, one thing you should probably sell to Melco to get this online is that some of the people that are listening to you overseas will actually be able to hear you when they're not in the country.
Gee, do you think?
Yep.
How does that work?
Well, I mean, I was living in Hong Kong for 3 months and would have loved to be able to hear you guys over there, but since you weren't online, I couldn't...
Wait, run this by us now. How does that work?
You're telling us that the selling point will be that people who are not in the United States will be able to listen to the show if we have our show on a website?
That's right.
Nah, come on, get out.
If you do, like, the... live show, you can go on real video or something and listen to it.
Where, in a foreign country?
No.
Sure.
No, I don't think that's possible.
No way. No, you're wrong.
Absolutely no way.
You're wrong. Thank you.
Goodbye. That's the computers that we use are not the same that they use in other countries.
Gee, do you think? Gosh. We'd never thought about that.
That fellow had a gift for the obvious.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, yes, indeed, radio gods.
Yes, indeed.
All right, I got a suggestion. Give Dennis Murphy two hand muffins and two espressos. Yes, indeed.
Okay, yes, indeed. Please leave.
Yes, indeed.
Leave the driving to us. Thank you. I have the man in question, a man who owns his own website, incidentally, the host of DennisMurphy.com,
yeah,
on the line right now.
Cutting edge on that internet. He was on that.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dennis. Now, you own the domain name to your website, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, good for you, Dennis.
Thank God.
Thank God for DennisMurphy.com.
Well, in front of me, I have maximum strength eclat.
All right, well, then less talking and more eating.
Well, I have to take a crap right now.
All right, well, go ahead. Take a crap.
Okay.
No, that might not be a good idea. Maybe he could hold it.
Do you think he can hold it, Mike? The show's not for five more hours.
Sure he can hold it. He's a grown-up.
No, I'm not, Mike.
Well,
can you hold a number two for 5 hours?
No, there's no way. I gotta go. That's how bad.
Well, why did you time it that way?
I usually take a crap at 3 o'clock.
You take a crap at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Well, hold it.
Yeah, all right, that's a good idea. Hold it.
Hold it, Dennis.
Oh, come on.
Come on, it's not like holding a number one.
Yeah, it's not. Hold it. And, you know, besides, after a while, that passes, you know. And then, you know, you can get it stirred up again.
Okay, I'm going
to... Then, you know, if you hold it, you don't even have to worry about taking all the X-Lax. You'll just be ready to go when you're ready to pull the trigger.
But take an X-Lax anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going good anyways, but I'm trying to hold it. Oh, God.
All right, well, listen, if you can't hold it, let it go, and then eat some Taco Bell and eat your X-Lax.
Oh, okay.
And we'll have some Hormel chili for you to eat on stage tonight.
Okay,
but for once in your life, show a little discipline and try to hold it.
Mike, I gotta hold a crap for the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, full crap.
Dennis, I have control over that.
Yeah, okay, Mike.
Okay, Dennis.
Huh? Hello? Yeah?
All right, goodbye. See you tonight.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
See you go. We're looking forward to your talent show.
Oh, thank a lot, Mike.
You're welcome.
See you there, Dennis.
Okay, Tom.
All right, bye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
There you go. The great entertainer giving me some lip.
There he is. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I've been to your website.
We don't have a website.
Well, I mean the supposed website. It actually does a lot of honor to you. It's pretty nice about you.
No, listen, all the websites that people have about us, generally they're crap. I've got to tell you, every time I heard about them, they're not flattering.
Oh, and then I got something for Mike. Mike?
Yes?
Go to hell!
Go to hell?
I don't know what that was about.
Man, must have been somebody, big Dennis Murphy fan.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, the other day I just purchased DonandMike.tv.
Did you really? Now, why'd you do that? There's not a chance Mike and I are ever going to be on TV.
No, that's the new domain name, the new ending.
Right. Oh, you mean instead of .com or .org, it's .tv?
Yeah. I also purchased JoeMama.com.
Well, well, they seem to all be out there.
That was great.
All right.
All right, one more.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. I was going to suggest that you try relating the price of the domain names to commercial prices during, like, the Super Bowl or, like, prime time. You know more people are going to go to it. You can charge people more for it.
Huh? What? What? Huh? What?
Well, just like commercials are $1 million during the Super Bowl.
Yes.
A domain name that's very popular is going to get a lot of hits. So let's say you're selling something, you're going to make more money there.
I don't understand how that relates.
This is another guy who's trying to explain the obvious to
us. The more popular something is, the more money you can make off of it.
How stupid do you think we are? Of course we know that. Why did you call to explain that to us?
Well, it seems like you were having a question as to why they would price them a certain way.
Well, it sounds to me like they're really, unless if you have evidence of certain names actually being sold, you have no basis for creating, putting value on that.
Well, you could base it on, you know, how quickly. For instance, I'll give you an example. AltaVista, a popular search engine, purchased AV.com because it's shorter.
Okay, I'm starting. That's the sound of me getting bored. That was the sound of Mike burping, I think.
Yes, it was.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Ed, Jesus, I hate it when that techie talk slows the show down.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't, I know what he was trying to do, but there was really no point.
For instance.
Maybe he's one of the guys that runs those websites that just sits there and has a big dartboard going, $20,000.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, Donna Mike, how you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you guys should check out DonaldoEMiguel.com, see if that's taken, or VegasStyleShows.com.
I'm sure they are.
They are now.
I'm sure they are, for
some geek is running to his computer now probably to take them, though.
I'm sure they are. Well, more power to them.
All right, thank you,
buddy. Take it easy, guys.
All right, bye-bye. I registered a domain name, and I also, and they said that I wouldn't have to pay for it for a while, and then they said, like, I had an 8-month grace period, and the week after I registered, they said, we've switched companies now, and you, in order to secure your web, your domain name, we need $70, and I basically said, go
what
stretch.
What was it?
I think it was something like Pick a Voice, or, you know, voice.com, or voice,
gotcha.
It was like for doing freelance voice work, and I just said, it was so difficult to follow. They had like 3 different transactions with this company that registers domain names, and it was so confusing. They said, to make a long story short, we need your money now.
What about eatone.com?
Eatone.com was already taken.
Can'tSpeakMDumb.com.
That might be available.
Yeah.
DaddyDoesn'tKnow.com.
Okay, right.
Private joke. Johnny.
Hello.
John, you're on the air.
Yes.
What?
I'm the domain owner of DonandMike.tv. I just want to say, you guys suck.
Very clever and very original also.
I just had a guy 5 minutes ago call and say the same thing, right?
Yeah, the other guy was, I think, Joe Mama.
Right.
And then we haven't had a D's Nuts, though.
Hello?
D's Nuts.
No, sorry. Not today.
703.
Pick it up. Give me this douchebag's number. Occasionally, you have to teach a lesson.
You do. Especially when it's 3 times in a row.
I'm sorry about that. I just got to call this douchebag back. You know, if you think we suck, that's fine. But don't waste my time listening to the show and then calling me to tell me that you think we suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, douchebag. You're on the air.
These nuts?
Yeah, so now I have your telephone number now. Are you going to apologize to us or what?
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah,
big man.
I know. I really like you guys.
I'll give you the option of apologizing, or I'll tell you what I'm going to do with your telephone number. I'm going to go to the city paper, and I'm going to take out an ad that says, I like it in the bung, and I'm going to put this telephone number in the ad.
All right, I'll apologize.
That I would create a nice apology. Let's hear it. Start now.
Don and Mike, I am absolutely 100% apologetic that I ruined and degraded your wonderful professional radio show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Not accepted.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.
smart enough to realize he should just do that and get it over with.
That's Star 69.
Very nice lesson learned. I like that. That's very satisfying. You know, when you get three of those calls, that leaves a nice taste in my mouth when they do that.
Nobody wants it in the city paper saying that they like to get it in the bunk.
Absolutely.
Nobody likes that.
That's right.
Toe tapping, touch tones, right down. Clear all those lines. And get us a caller 100 right now.
Clear the streets.
Let's play the secret sound. It's worth five bills. Lie straight ahead. Be the 100th caller now at 877-365-3636. Good luck.
Big show.
Right. God diddly am it.
Yeah.
As Ned Flanders would say, call 100 times. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm the caller 100.
Right. Yes, you are. What is your name?
I'm freaking out. Ken.
Ken, where are you calling from?
695 right around Towson in my Suzuki Samurai.
All right. Baltimore. That means Baltimore, right?
Right.
Call 100. You want the Stuff of the Month gift pack. Log on to stuffofthemonth.com and make every month a holiday by sending her lingerie.
Ooh.
Monthly. But wait, there's more. You're down here, y'all, for the big box for $500. Have you heard the new secret sound?
I have not.
You have not. Oh, another guy who's going to be virginal.
Yes, a distinct disadvantage when you haven't heard the secret sound on the radio.
We'll play it.
Real smart.
We'll play it for you. Real smart?
All right, yeah.
Okay, we'll see. We'll play you the secret sound now, an everyday sound that you hear around the home every day. Identify the sound, win $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
All the way Goulet. And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Now, Mike, if you break that console, look at this ring. That's coming out of your allowance if you break that console. Mike is actually on his knees on the console now.
And the odds are in my
Yes, I'm going to have a fall. For $500, what is that sound?
Larry King inflating his penile implants.
That wasn't fun.
Oh, we're sorry.
Not a guess.
Very smart guy. Thank you. Every guess is a clue for you unless you get a guy like this caller.
Right.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Hold on, please.
There's no crying in baseball.
I'll tell you right now, this is not the sound of Larry King pumping up his inflatable penis. That's not it. Absolutely
right.
Not.
Not at all.
Okay. Who's on this line? Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi. I own a webpage I'd be willing to give to you if you ever wanted a webpage. It's houseofpoon.com.
Houseofpoon.com.
That's a good one.
I own it. If you guys ever want it, it's yours. You can take my phone number and call me. I own it and I don't use it.
That's beautiful. Thank you. You know, that might be a good one. Listen, the point for us having a web page would be if this company would ever let the show be put on the web.
Sure.
And why that is, I don't know. You know, CBS is the most forward-thinking company in America.
That's right.
Except when it comes to the web. And I'm reading in the newspaper every day that CBS is getting involved and investing in all these dot-com companies.
Right. You know what might sell them on the idea, though? If you said to them that if our show was up on the web, people that were living in foreign countries could hear it.
But you know that's not true.
Really?
That's amazing.
I'm sorry. You know, I spoke out of turn. I'm not educated enough about that.
Thank you, but House of Poon, that's great. Hold on, please. Now, that would be a great domain name. Just go to houseofpoon.com.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, yes. I'm calling about Kevin Shiplett, the boy that was killed in Alexandria, Virginia. I was wondering whether or not you think you may have contributed to an atmosphere that allowed that to happen.
What?
What?
You're talking about the 8-year-old boy that was killed?
Yeah, he was killed in Virginia. Do you think you may have contributed to an atmosphere that allowed that to happen?
No.
How did you arrive at that question?
Because you tend to make fun of violence towards children a lot, so I thought that...
Give me an example where we've made fun of violence towards children.
All the time. I don't have...
Give me a specific example.
2 weeks ago, we were talking about a child being attacked at school and how it could be funny
We did not.
You did. You were laughing about it.
I don't know what you're talking. You got to be more specific. If you're gonna, well, okay, if you're gonna call us on the carpet for something that heinous, and you're gonna talk to two parents, two people who have children of their own, that think that anytime somebody that's killed, an 8-year-old boy that's killed, is about the worst thing that can happen to anybody on any level.
You're gonna accuse us of this. And incidentally, if you're gonna call and you want to say something outrageous like that just to get attention, don't lie to the person answering the telephone. There's no need to lie and to tell them you want to talk about something else.
But frame your question with a basis. If you're going to say that we create this atmosphere...
Give me an example.
I just did.
Mm. No, you didn't.
It was not an example that anyone can understand.
You were,
because you're not being specific.
You were laughing at violence.
At what?
Children.
What violence
what
towards
more,
children?
What? How much? That is not the only instance.
Tell me one.
I just told you 2 weeks ago, you were laughing about a child being bullied in school and how it would be funny.
First of all, I don't know the specific example you're talking about.
What story was that? How was a child being bullied in school?
It just showed him being picked on. And you thought it was
funny. How was a child being bullied in school?
It was in reference to children being bullied in school and how it could be funny that some children get picked on.
I don't remember ever talking about anything about that.
You did it at least twice 2 weeks ago, and then I think...
Well, you know what you better do, honey? You know what you better do? You better start taping these segments of the show.
I do. I have them on tape. I will play them.
Why don't you play it for me right now, then? I'd love to hear it.
If you have it on tape, we'd like to hear it.
I don't have the studio like you have, so I don't have access to what
you have. You just said you have it on tape.
I do, but I don't have a studio. Do you have a studio in your home where you can play tapes for people?
It's called a boombox, honey. Yes, I have. It's called a tape recorder. Yes.
But I thought you just said you have a tape.
I do. But I don't have right where my phone is. I don't have a portable cassette player.
What do you have the tape on? How did you tape it?
On my stereo.
On your what?
My stereo.
Your stereo. So you can't go over to your stereo, hold the phone up, and press the tape down?
It's not in reach, but...
Do you have a cordless phone?
No.
Well, listen, the only child that I would advocate violence against would be you, but of course I'm like 20 years too late on that.
I'm not a child, but I'm sure you are. I don't...
Did you understand? I realize you're not a child. I would advocate violence against you
when you were a child,
though.
You think that's pretty bad in itself? Why would you be advocating violence against anyone?
Because you've grown up to be a senseless bitch.
No, because you're advocating violence towards children. I have a problem with it. And
honey, I'm not advocating violence towards children. I'm advocating violence towards stupid women who call this show and have no real point of reference.
No, I have tons of point of reference. I just told you, I've got tons of shows taped.
Tons. I would think if you're using the word tons, so if you had tons, I would think that you would be a little better able to come up with an example. You have come up with no specific example that indicates that we advocate anything of the kind.
Oh, yes, you did, but I don't have it. No, you didn't.
Listen, we have never...
I don't have it written down.
Right, and if you're going to do that, if you're going to come up with a heinous charge
do you want me to go ahead and transcribe some of the conversations?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I will go ahead and do that. I'll do as many as I can, and then I will call back and you'll let me on the air.
Yes. No, why don't you just come down here?
We'll put you on the air live without a phone. It'll be a better form.
Transcript. I'd love to hear a transcript of us advocating violence against children.
Okay. Well, I'll be joking about it and encouraging it. Now,
hold on a second. Now you're making another distinction. If you're saying we're joking about, there's a big difference between joking about something and advocating something.
Well, if you think something is funny and you're laughing about it, aren't you encouraging it?
Well, you know something? There are a lot of things that we think are funny on this show that a lot of other people don't think are funny.
And honey,
that you might not think are funny.
If you don't like it, why are you listening?
Oh, I just listen in the interest of the community in terms of what...
Oh, I got it. Okay, so somebody died and appointed you Pope.
I tell you, if you're representing the community's got problems.
Oh, the community has problems. I agree with you there. Absolutely.
If you're representing them...
With what's on the air? Yeah, it has
problems. You're out of your freaking mind, honey. But I'll tell you this. We've never said anything advocating violence against children on this show. Never, never, never. But I have my door open to you. 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, giant CBS building. You come on down with your transcripts. Anytime you want.
Okay, you know, if there's one thing about children, since you're talking about children, one thing I can tell you specifically that we have said for 15 years on this show, we say it almost every week, we say this show is not for kids. And when kids call, we don't allow them to get on the air.
It's not about the kids, it's the adults that are killing them that I have a problem with.
And what have we said about adults who are killing children?
Nothing specifically about adults killing children.
Which, from all the information that I get, is exactly the situation that happened with that 8-year-old boy.
And we've not discussed that tragic story
You've discussed many instances and made many jokes about violence towards children.
Give me an example. I'll bet you right now, I'll bet you $500 to the children's charity of your choice. But you don't even have the balls to leave us your real name, real address, and real telephone number.
Why would I do that? You're people who advocate violence towards children. Why would I give you that kind of information?
As a way of making sure you're on the level, so we can set up an appointment for you to come down with your damning testimony.
Well, I don't know that I'd want to give you information considering what I'm telling you you have done.
Well, you don't want to give us information. You're calling our show and you're telling us on the air live. You lied to our screener to get on the air to tell us that. So why would you have a problem with
that? Wouldn't you like $500 for the children's charity of your choice?
I'm not giving you any information about myself. Why would I do that to people who advocate violence against children?
No, I'm only advocating violence against dumb bitches like you.
This is pointless. But I will make the transcript.
Very good. Very good.
There she goes.
Me.
I'm thinking of a word.
Crazy lady. I'm thinking of a word, a four-letter word. The last three letters are UNT. The word is ants.
Ants. There
that
you go.
That wasn't the word I was thinking
of. He was somebody's aunt.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, what Hello. A day.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. What is up with that chick?
There's a child that should have been spanked. I mean, if you're talking about violence against you, there's a woman when she was a kid, she should have been spanked.
I think she was abused as a child or something. I mean,
you know what? I think that that's a nutty lady that's called us.
That is a nutty lady. Yes.
Many, many times before and rails out.
I think any professional, psychologist would be able to tell by the speech pattern. Well, that sounds like Jeremy, our program director.
Well, there you go.
There you go. But I mean, I think you advocate.
There you go. I don't have it. Well, I don't have it. She didn't tape us. And what she told to Toya or to Nympho Letha or to Bloody Beth, whoever screened the call, was that she detested the fact that all of these people were calling and being mean, and she wanted to say how much she loved the show. Now, if the woman was on the level, you can call this show and say that you hate us or that you don't like us, and they'll put you through.
You damage your credibility when you lie to the person that's, screening the call. And if she's thinking that, but then you could hear during her,
first of all,
there was no concrete example. There was a little screw loose, I believe.
No, more than a little screw loose.
A wee bit.
Wait. A little screw loose?
Did they catch that guy, incidentally, that did that?
No, they have not.
They haven't, right?
They're getting closer. Thank you. Glad you, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, goodbye. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, baby.
What an idiot. Why didn't you get the crickets out for her? It is women like her who give women a bad name.
Listen, Ernie, I'm telling you something. I think she was not even on the level.
I think she gives crazy people a bad name.
It's not that I think she was unbalanced. I think she's one of those people that calls radio shows and, like, gets her nut off by trying to get things riled up.
Absolutely.
That's really what I think she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's one of those types.
Conversation. But yeah. I am a school teacher, and I leave school so I can listen to the two of you. You do not advocate child violence. So
of course not. We just advocate violence against some of our listeners. some of our adult listeners.
Got to play guilty. Got to plead guilty to that one.
Yes.
Okay.
That happens probably on a daily basis.
Her.
Absolutely.
We're guilty of that. Thank you. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
But
listen,
please.
She's a psychotic bitch.
Hello. Nutty Fagan.
Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I just wanted to let you know that my wife beat the crap out of me last night, and I blame you because you advocate violence toward husbands.
All right. Thank you, Leslie. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yeah, there is a station out of Florida that is carrying you guys, and they put your show on the Internet live.
Really? Which one of our stations is that?
I can't remember it offhand.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
No, it's at ontheradio.net or ontheradio.com. They have all the stations. And if you go through there and search, Toya was trying to find it on there. But if you go through that, you should be able to pull it up.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty.
Well, if they're doing it, what you've just done is busted them. Because now that you've said that, now someone from Melco will go and find it and slap them with a cease and desist order.
Mm-hmm. It's a winged creature that flies down from Melco like a pterodactyl and just perches on their radio.
Like a hawk.
We would like the show to be available on the worldwide. There he is.
There's the representative from Melco that buses the stations that are putting us on the web.
We would like the show to be available to the web, but on the web, but it is not our decision.
Right.
Not our decision. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Sam Puffy.
Hi, Sammy.
How's everybody doing today?
We're doing great, Sammy.
Hey, I'd just like to tell you guys that if that lady for some reason actually comes down there, you call me, Sam Huff, the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL, and I'll come and take care of her myself.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
My goodness.
Thank you, Sam.
That's me, Sam Huff, the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL, and she will pay the price, just like Sonny did when I played for the New York Giants.
Well, I want to tell you something. When that woman comes before God the Almighty,
yes,
and she is standing there and she is being judged, what will God say to her?
He'll say, honey, you have come up on the short end of the stick.
Right, the short end of the stick.
That was worthy of applause. Very for old Sam Huff.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
This is Jesus Christ calling. And as I recall, I appointed you Pope about 15 years ago.
Thank you,
man,
Jesus.
Flesh and bone.
Thank you, Jesus. It's Jesus Christ checking in.
I'm calling right now. I need to do a few miracles. I got to go. Bye.
All right, thank you.
I didn't know his voice was that high. It's kind of a disappointment.
Yeah. I love it when Jesus calls in. I
thought he sounded more like Charlton Heston.
The J-Man. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I'm God, I'm the NRA.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Do you know you own a domain?
Do we really? What's that?
DonMike.com belongs to a guy that you might know. Jeremy Coleman.
Are you kidding? Jeremy actually owns DonMike.com?
Yeah, it's not paid for, though. It expired a few days ago.
How do you know this stuff? Are you a computer whiz?
Where'd you find that?
I'm across the street from you guys. I have an office right at 10801.
Now he's going to say, I'm looking at you.
Well, what does that have to do with anything? I don't care where you are. How did you find that out?
We do internet web hosting.
Oh, hold on. Here is our producer, Carlos Broyo, making his first cameo of the day.
I believe Jeremy has secured some names in advance.
Ah, gotcha.
You've owned that one since April of 97.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, we're always the goddamn last to know.
And that guy's voice needs to be a little higher.
You owe it to 97. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Oh, hey, big man.
What's going on, fellas?
This is the big man from David Letterman.
How
right?
you doing, brother? All righty. I just want to say one thing right there. I've been listening to y'all and knowing y'all about, you know, coming out to the ball games and playing with NBC and stuff for years. And I know what type of guys y'all are. Y'all have always helped out the kids. You know, as far as the children's hospital, you've your fathers, you know, and your parents yourself, and I would never in all the years ever heard y'all ever put anything down about any child or anything.
No, of course. That woman was out of her mind. I appreciate it, but I think everybody listening to this show knows the truth.
Mm-hmm. I just want to let them know right there, you know, what type of people y'all are. You're good boys.
Thank you, big man, Mike.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. We're good boys, Mike.
I have to admit I like the sound of that. Just the way, you know, sure. Of all the people calling you to say something, it was like,
big man.
You're good boys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I work with computers every day, all right? I go to websites. I do all kinds of stuff. I've been on DennisMurphy.com before.
Yeah.
And when he had, you know, back Christmas, he had all the links and stuff like that and all the different pages. He's down to one page, and he's got a stupid photo gallery right below his dumb picture. It's so funny. You click on the thumbnail picture, and it doesn't get any bigger than the thumbnail picture. Skeleton hands and the werewolf hands, there's no prices on there because the items don't exist.
DennisMurphy.com is the prime example of why I think websites suck.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Because you go there one time and you see a picture of Dennis, and then beyond that, what is there?
Even websites for products, you know, if you get on a website where they sell stuff, it's one thing. But if you get on, like, you're curious about some sort of product, be it like a washer, dryer, or a car, or something like that, and you go directly to the manufacturer, those websites suck, too.
Right? I mean, they're all good for about 10 seconds.
Yeah, but they're virtually useless.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
There was a call before, the guy that said there was a station in Florida that had you guys going out live on the internet.
Yeah.
What happens is there's a there's the Don and Mike news group that people, you know, write in and say how much they love the show, and then they trash both of you guys, you know.
All right, that is the psycho's playland.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's very bizarre. Very bizarre. It's fun to read, but you wouldn't want to write in there. Anyway, what happens is these people will announce where you are and where you can be found on a website. Somebody will probably hook it up illegally or something, and you'll be out there broadcasting live somewhere, and they'll announce it, and immediately CBS jumps down and cancels it. They do the cease and desist. Like you said, the wing thing comes, and that's the end of it.
The wing decreases.
I know that's how it goes, man, and I just wish they'd let us be on the web. So, thank you.
Yeah, sure, thanks. Can't wait till I hear you.
Thank you, my friend. There he is again.
The CBS hawk.
There he is. Carmi.
Carmi the CBS hawk.
Carmi the hawk. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I'm a longtime listener of your show,
and
I think your show is a riot, and I only heard part of the conversation with the crazy woman, but I have to say that, in her defense, I have heard you make jokes about violence against children.
Give me an example, honey.
Just a week or so ago, you made a comment about JonBenet Ramsey.
What was the comment?
I can't remember specifically.
What was the comment beyond the fact that her parents killed her?
I think the my memory of any time we've seriously discussed the Ramsey situation, we diss the parents and we talk about the parents, how they should be locked up.
Well, I do remember that it was a joke, and I just don't think anything about the Ramsey case is funny.
Well, can you tell me what the joke was?
No, I can't.
But I mean, really, when we're talking, if you're, you know, I understand what you're saying, but I'll tell you right now, when we're really talking about that, and when we the word that was used was advocating, and when we're talking about the Ramseys, I mean, the only thing that we've said about the Ramseys
is
that...
No, I won't say that you're advocating it. I certainly don't think that you're advocating it. But, I mean, what I'm saying is, I do think that there should be certain things that are off limits to jokes.
No, there shouldn't be, honey, and that's why you have a dial on your radio.
You know, that's your choice, and that's, you have every right that if something...
Right,
wait, hold
right.
on a second. Let me finish.
This is just your opinion.
You have every right to decide what's funny. That is your prerogative. You have every right to turn that radio dial off. That's what you... But, I mean, if something offends you, that's your prerogative. But you're not the arbiter of what's funny and what's not funny.
That's right.
We're right.
That's right.
We're right. You're wrong.
Okay.
And your radio's up too loud.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
I just heard it, honey.
Now, see, now you're damaging your credibility here. We've had a civil discourse here, but your radio was turned up. We heard it.
Now, what have you learned today? That radio shows are subjective.
What have you learned on the Don and Mike show today?
And you do not have the right to judge for everybody else.
Come on. I never said that I had the right to judge for everybody else.
Well, then you should just exercise your own.
All I'm saying is the woman's point was that when you make jokes about JonBenet Ramsey...
No, that was not the woman's point. You're wrong about that, too.
How are we... She said we advocated violence against children.
Well, if she verbatim said that, then she's wrong.
Well, did you hear her? You're calling.
I told you, I only heard the second half of the conversation.
Oh, I see.
Heard her talking.
Well, you know something? She said it in the second half of the conversation, which we could play the tape of. She said, we advocate violence against children. She said it about 19 times.
Okay.
But so you did hear that. If you heard the second half of the conversation, then you heard that.
You know who you remind me of?
Who?
Nicole Simpson. Because you just don't listen.
She's over 18.
Oh, God.
Oh, please. Yeah, so that's okay to make a joke about.
I don't remember ever a specific joke about the murder of JonBenet Ramsey.
There's not been one. The only thing we do is when the name JonBenet comes up, I play the tape of when Mike was in a production when he was 8 or 9 years old. That's it.
And what that is a joke about the fact that the mother of this child was this stage mother who put her in these horrible pageants. That's what that joke's about. Did you ever know that?
I don't know that I heard that one.
Well, which one are you talking about, honey?
We've been through this.
No, but I am telling you, I have never, ever on this show heard a specific joke saying something was funny about the murder of a child. No. Now you say, okay. Don't you understand that two parents would get upset about that? Do you have kids?
Yeah.
Okay, don't you think you'd get mad if somebody said, you know, you advocate violence against children?
Or you made jokes advocating violence against children? Because we don't. We make jokes about an awful lot of stuff.
And you know something? There are going to be things that offend people. There are going to be things that one person thinks are funny, another person doesn't. That's the... Hey, we're doing this for 4.5 hours every day. That's going to happen.
Just turn it off.
If you didn't offend people, your phone wouldn't ring, and now you're complaining about it?
Honey, you're so wrong. You're so wrong. If we didn't offend people, our phone wouldn't ring. Describe that to me.
Well, you've had me on the phone for a couple minutes.
We have you on the phone because we welcome people that have different points of view.
Exactly, but you're getting pissed off.
Right, because you're a stupid bitch! You're a stupid bitch who calls with a pointless argument with no facts to back it up.
I'm just trying to point something out.
Well, you're trying to point out the fact you are one grade A stupid bitch who doesn't listen and then hangs up the phone.
Jesus Christ. She was getting concerned that we were getting upset.
Right.
Really? I like that. It's nice.
Really? I think so.
Wow. Right. Wow, wow, wow.
Jesus Christ.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. It's always an adventure on this show.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don.
Yes.
Mike.
Hi.
Hi. I want to talk about this stupid bitch on the radio.
Which one?
The one that's talking now and the one that called before.
Okay.
I have a little phrase for them. Can't understand normal thinking.
Yeah, you might be right.
Thank you, my friend. All right.
Hey, you know, everyone.
Hey.
Well, Mike, I cut him off.
I was just going to say, you know, and we really mean that. I mean, it's everybody's prerogative. I mean, there are things during the course of this show that somebody might love, another person might not love. That's it. That's what it's all about.
I know a lot of times I say things that you don't like on this show.
Always. I mean, it happens. And I say things that you don't think are all that
funny. Yes!
I mean, it happens within this very show. Of course it happens to people that are listening. Please. That's the way it works.
If you don't like it, change the station. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, this is the devil.
Who is this, Satan?
My arch enemy, Jesus, calling.
Hey, Lucifer.
Buzz?
Yes, sir.
I'm saving the seat for you.
Well, go ahead and save it. I ain't coming. So we take a couple of those calls, too, and the giant Shell No Pest Strip goes up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can we please not hear from any more cunnies for a little while?
I don't, that's impossible.
I'm getting a headache.
That's impossible.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is this your episode in the TV Guide? Doug's enthusiasm over a hot new restaurant quickly deflated after Perry makes an ugly scene at the restaurant.
Yes, next Monday night, 8 o'clock East, 7 o'clock Central. Brief 20-second appearance on King of Queens.
What is the ugly scene that she makes?
Join us for our evening of disappointment.
Right.
What's the ugly scene? What does she do? Throw food or?
We were in the scene, and I don't think she does anything ugly.
Watch the show.
Well, I'm going to. I can't wait. Right.
Oh, she doesn't do anything really ugly if you're talking about Leah Remini.
I'm looking forward to seeing the eggs.
Oh, no, hold on.
She gets mad at the waiter.
I remember what she does. She hikes her dress up, and she takes a giant crap. Right on the table.
That's right. It's a really ugly scene.
Right
sweet,
on the table.
Sweet, sweet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I just want to applaud you for being able to make comedy out of a bad situation. It's that ability to laugh at it that helps us get through tragedy.
Well, that's right. You're so right.
I couldn't agree more. That's finally a voice of reason calling from the abyss.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'd like to make a complaint, please.
Yes.
I'd like to complain that Don and Mike are advocating violence against homosexuals.
Oh, my God.
How do we do that?
You just make fun of us all the time. You put the homo show on and, well, kind of think about it.
This guy's not even a real homo.
No, that's not fair. That's a bad homo impression.
I like it, Ross.
You're not even a homo. Come on, please. I love Don and Mike's show.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Hey,
for those two ladies who called earlier, you guys cover it pretty well in your opening, you know. You could have just played that for them. They're Don and Mike, and they'll say what they wish.
Right, well, if only more people would listen to the great Bob Barker.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Thank you, Bob. There you go.
Thank you. And I would like to officially welcome everybody to Praise Jesus Wednesday. Remember?
Absolutely.
Yesterday on Nipple Anus, that today was going to be Praise Jesus Wednesday.
Amen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello?
Hola, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Big John in Sacramento.
Yes, Big John.
Hey, I just went to an internet registration site and registered joemama.com. It's yours if you want it.
You really got that?
I got it.
I'm pretty amazed you were able to get that.
Joemama, one word?
Yep.
I just got it.
I'm surprised that, someone...
I was too. That's why I jumped on it.
Some Cletus doesn't own that one already. No thanks.
Jesus.
I mean, that, after all the idiots that call this show and say, Joe Mama, could you imagine if we gave that out as our web address?
And now somebody's scurrying to get dsnuts.com.
Right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. See you later.
It's a big, wide world out there.
All right, one more call. Call Carlos.
Yeah, hey, guys. I know what they're talking about with the JonBenet Ramsey thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a joke. It's when you guys are just talking about, like, a lady's landing strip. And you referred, like, you asked them if they have the JonBenet look.
Yeah, but still, that is not making a joke about the death of the child.
No, not at all.
And it's not advocating. I mean,
right.
You could pick 100 instances on the show where the name JonBenet Ramsey has come up.
Right.
And when a reference is made to the Ramseys or to JonBenet, but never has there been a joke made about the murder of the girl, and never has there been a joke made advocating violence towards children.
Never. Oh, no, I didn't think so. You guys are like the... Like, radio gods, that's exactly what you are. And
blah, blah, blah.
Thank you.
Hello. Don and Mike show. You know, a lot of times people with meaning, you know, with the best intentions, they call in to try to help.
Right, absolutely.
They just muck it up even more.
Yeah, you're the radio gods.
Hello. Gary.
Don and Mike.
Gary, hello.
Hi,
Gary.
Hello, guys. How are you? You know, I'm a little upset.
Really?
All these years you've been advocating violence against children, and yet every week your Las Vegas-style show is sponsored by the Children's Advocates International. I can't believe it.
Not only are you trying to make a joke, your radio is up too loud.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And I don't get the joke.
No, I was trying to be a smart aleck. You know, I was saying that your show, Las Vegas-style show, is sponsored by, you know, various children's groups, yet you have the gall to advocate violence against them.
Oh, that was a terrible joke, sir. You must know that now.
Why don't you just eat one?
Well, can I get the crickets then?
Thank you. No. No, the crickets are too good for you.
You're absolutely right. When people call just trying to...
Thank you.
Are they trying to help? Is that what it is?
I think so. You know, listen, Mike and I have been plenty of fights with stupid people who don't like this show.
Oh, this is minor. I mean, we've had...
We're undefeated, incidentally.
We have actually had shows that were half made up of arguments with listeners.
Listen, we are the Muhammad Ali of having fights with people on the telephone.
Amen.
Undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar Ray, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier.
Sure.
Yeah. None of those guys.
That's an easy one, too.
We're better than all those guys.
Absolutely.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi, Dave.
Love the show, fellas.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, that guy that just called about that JoeMama.com.
Right.
Name's already taken.
Is...
Catering and restaurant business in Wisconsin.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Take it easy, fellas.
You know,
I don't know whether anybody's done any research about this, but I do believe also that some of these are registered to maybe 14, 15 different people.
I wouldn't doubt it. That's a scam, too, to get the 14 or 15 people each to pay the $70.
Hey, man.
To have the website. And only one of them really has it up.
That's right.
And the rest of them just think that they own the domain name.
Sure, and then when it comes time to get it up and running, it's like, I'm sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don Geronimo?
Yes.
I wanted to remind you of a quote that you had said a few months back, and it really came back to me after listening to today's Cunnies on your show.
Yes.
Opinions are like cowboy hats.
I did say that once. Thank you. I did say that once.
Opinions are like... And that was... I believe the show stopped for a moment after that.
Right, when everybody realized suddenly that doesn't make no sense.
Right, opinions are like cowboy hats. And then everybody was kind of looking over their shoulders saying, I don't have a cowboy hat.
I was waiting to hear what the rest of the joke was, and I said, listen, there is no rest of the joke. I just said something stupid.
Yeah, back in that whole Garth Brooks, Chris Gaines era.
Thank you, Christine.
You bet.
That is your name, correctly?
Is that correct?
True. Thank you.
And hey, if you'd like to know, I live in Portland, and on the station that you're on here...
Or do you live in Portland, Oregon, or Portland, Maine?
No, Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
And the station that you're on here runs a commercial that says, listen to Don and Mike live on the internet, and then gives their website.
Oh, dear.
All right, well, see, now, honey, what you've just done is...
You've released the hawk.
What you've done is that... Carmi, the company pet now, is going to swoop down on KGUY in Portland and take that away. So you shouldn't have mentioned that.
Well, I'm sorry. And I hope the crow or whatever that thing is doesn't catch any diseases from JJ.
It should have been a secret. Thank you.
All right. Carmi, the station hawk that has the talons of gold. Look like Cufflin.
bad breath. I want to say that bird has bad breath. Bad bird breath. Let's do a break. Let's cleanse our own palate.
Absolutely.
And we will be right back.
Huzzah! The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we got the show tonight. And listen to the lineup in Columbia, Maryland.
Oh, boy.
It's a stage about 9 tonight. The Liquid Latex. If it shows up, Buzz, we hope we'll be latexing Toya's boobs.
Yeah. Huh?
Plus, man and women on stage for the Nude Feud.
The Nude Feud.
We'll be giving away $200 for that game.
Wow.
Plus, the Homo Joe Challenge, the Cheryl the Big Dyke Challenge, the Underwear Fashion Show, which oftentimes ends up being the lack of underwear fashion show.
Always festive.
Right there, $500 cash. Dennis Murphy wearing his lifesaver pants.
Right.
And also the Diaper Chili X-Last Challenge with Dennis Murphy.
It's going to be a wonderful evening.
You've asked for it. We will deliver tonight. See you at Carmen Kaboom's. We hit the stage at 9.
I know you have a call on the line, but I have a question for you because you know all that behind the music stuff. Is Oasis the band that has the two brothers in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Noel and Liam.
Okay, I was watching one of the late night TV shows last night, and Oasis was on, and he was behaving somewhat erratically, the lead singer for Oasis, and it looked to me like it was his brother playing, rhythm guitar or lead guitar.
They hate each other.
It was just funny. Based on that's where the guy was sitting up and heckling his other brother when he didn't show up for the performance.
Right.
Okay, very good.
Who's that?
That's JJ from Portland. They don't run Don and Mike on the internet.
All right. Here's the general manager from our station in Portland.
Very good.
Don't have to take it.
Don't have to?
No. I just gave you the option.
Okay, thank you. Tell her I'm in a meeting. Tell Mike and I are in a meeting right now.
JJ?
We're in a meeting with six million people.
And they can't come to the phone, but we will take your comment to heart, and we thank you for your time.
All the people that are going to know we're doing that, it's going to be JJ.
Bye-bye.
JJ's going to know exactly what we're doing. We love you, JJ.
JJ. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Okay, so anyways, I came on your show a couple weeks ago, and I tell a pretty explicit sexual story about my wife and I.
What was the story?
I can't say that. I'm in a lot of trouble.
Well, no, you have to refresh our memory. What was the sexual story about?
I can't tell you. They're probably listening now. Anyway,
well, you called us,
sir. My brother and
No, listen. Hold on.
Yeah.
Unless you are willing to tell us what story got you in trouble with somebody that you said on the radio, I'm not going to let you get on the radio again.
Well, I can't. I'm in trouble. My brother-in-law was listening.
Well, see, your error in judgment is calling back on the radio. Obviously, whatever story you told on the radio.
I wanted to apologize.
To who?
I'm sorry.
To who?
Wife or my brother-in-law.
Hold on a second. Rob, find out what the guy on line 6, find out what he's apologizing about, please. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello?
Steve Nutt.
I tell you, sometimes when we're taking these phone calls, it resembles the last scene in Saving Private Ryan. It really does, and it's fun. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy it, but this is one of those days where it's really like, we hear those tanks rumbling. We're trying to get the plastic explosives and the sticky bombs ready to throw into the tracks of the German panzers, but we are, you never know what's going to happen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Big John in Sacramento again.
Did you already call?
Yeah, but I was calling to correct that guy who called to correct me. He said that Joe Mama website is a muffin shop. That's J-O-M-O-M-A.
All right, and you are J-O-E-M-A-M-A. Okay,
yeah,
thank
and
you.
It's yours if you want it.
All right, thank you.
Very good.
Thank you, Big Joe.
Charlie, run the ammo up to the tower.
Thank you. Thank you very much. He wouldn't tell you, Robbie?
He said it was having sex with his wife with someone else around, and I don't know that.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, who cares? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was calling because I love you.
Oh, we love you. Thank you.
Right back at you.
Thank you. And I just want to call because I've been listening to you guys since you started here in Portland, and I seriously do love you.
Okay. Thank you. Love you also. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
No, thank you. Love you. Long time.
Give him two.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, that Oasis thing last night, was it the funniest thing seeing the guy speaking English and they actually had subtitles under it?
Well, see, what I watched last night was a live performance on one of the evening talk shows.
What was the evening talk show?
I think it was either, it was Letterman or it might have been Conan, but I think it was Letterman. And it was, I'm pretty sure it was Letterman. And the guy was wearing this
like plaid trench coat that was buttoned all the way at the top. And when he was singing like this, where he had the microphone way up high.
Yeah.
And so you couldn't see his face, and he was going, La vive, la vive, vive. And it was just funny. And I said, as I'm watching this, I said, Oasis, this is the same band that was profiled when they had that guy who was just totally out of control. And obviously, he looked like he was under the influence of some sort of narcotic.
Both those guys are high and drunk all the time. Both the guys at Oasis, they're in and out of rehab constantly.
And then I was waiting because usually it was Letterman, now that I remember, because you know how Letterman likes to do the meet and greet with the band after they finish, and they faded it right as Letterman was like walking off the stage. So
you guys, what are you on, heroin?
Oh, man. Oh, I'll tell you, Paul, aren't they wild?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, how good of an impression of Dude Walker can you do?
I've never really tried to do an impression of Dude Walker. My balls aren't large enough.
Ah, got it. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your service to our country.
These guys are off the muscle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Is Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Just want to come and tell you, I don't just love my pet. I love my pet.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
One more call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I got a problem with you guys making fun of Asian Americans. This is Nick Joe.
All right.
I love you guys.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, man. I tell you, we got to get the fogger out.
Okay. Then, you know, always in the second round, there are some people who actually do get what we're trying to do here.
They get the joke.
It's always in the second go around. But please, enough with the telephone calls. Enough with the on-screen calls. Let's go. Let me read you this thing about this disc jockey.
Okay.
That I wanted to read you yesterday about this disc jockey I know who's just, from the looks of this, has just lost his friggin' mind.
Well, it happens to people in this
business. Guy's name is Chuck Knapp, and when I worked at this big Top 40 station in Chicago a long time ago, WLS, he was one of the guys that worked there. And he was not, I wouldn't call him a mentor to me, but he's one of the guys who didn't treat me badly.
He didn't, like, lock you in the airlock of the studio.
Like Larry Lujack, right?
Yeah, I am super jock.
Yeah. One day on a Saturday.
I love this story.
I was doing the overnight shift, and Larry Lujack did the Saturday morning shift, so I was on, cherry time slot, 2 to 6 a.m. And Larry Lujack came in at 6 a.m.
It was WLS, though.
Yes, it was. But still.
Right. Yeah, sure.
I had to work my way up the food chain. I started doing weekends, then I did overnights, then I did late night, then I finally did 6 to 10, then I got fired. But at the time, I was doing the overnight shift, and it was 6 o'clock on Saturday morning. So I had done the Friday night into Saturday morning shift. And at 6 a.m., Larry Lujack came in to work the Saturday morning shift. And he hated me. He just absolutely hated me. I don't know if he was threatened by me, because I was a big Larry Lujack fan, but he just hated me. He talked about me badly on his show all the time, when he never talked about anybody else. Like, just me, he singled out. So here's the way that it worked at the station WLS.
Your formative years.
You leave the radio station, you leave the studio, and you go out to the office area.
Mm-hmm.
There's two sets of glass doors. You open up the first set of glass doors, and then they lock behind you, and then there's another set of glass doors that lead to the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the second set of glass doors, you have to look up at the security camera and wave and press a button so that the disc jockey will let you out, or as I did for Larry Lujack, let him in.
Mm-hmm. This is a better... You're adding more detail this time, because now I have a little more of a picture of where exactly you are, where it's a larger area that you're
in. It's about an area about as big as this studio.
Right.
Ah. And there's one set of doors, and when you get to the first set, on the outside as you're walking into the station,
mm-hmm.
if it's after hours, you press on a button, and the disc jockey buzzes you in.
Right.
Then you get to the second door, and you punch in a code.
Mm-hmm.
Or the disc jockey during the weekend buzzes you in because you had two security doors.
Okay.
So, I leave the first set of doors. I hear it lock seal behind me.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the second set of the doors. And I just did that move where you're just standing there and you're waiting to be buzzed out.
Right.
And
You didn't look at the camera, did you?
No. I'm waiting about a minute. I'm not being buzzed out. I hear a record playing. I know he's not on the radio. I turn, and I look up at the camera, and I give one of these, like, buzz me out. and the door doesn't open.
He's not letting you out.
The door doesn't open. And I keep pointing, and then I hear him go on the air and go,
WLS, good morning, this is Larry Lujak, Super Jog. I hate working on Saturday at 6:05.
And then I know he's not on the air again.
Right.
So again, I'm pointing towards the...
Now, does he have someone with him? Is there anybody else?
Yeah, there's the board op, the engineer.
Okay, the engineer's in there.
So, like, it's the two of them that are, they're both laughing because they have been trapped like an animal.
They're miserable because nobody wants to be there. Nobody in that whole building wants to be there at 6 o'clock in a Saturday morning.
No, I just got done working from 2 to 6 in the morning, and, right. And he won't let me out. So, at first, I'm acting like I'm amused by this. I'm like, okay, funny. This is funny. Let me out. Let me out. And I'm going to pull it on the door, and... I'm not getting anything. So then I get discouraged, and I go and I sit down. I sit on the other side of this big waiting area, and when there's no chairs or anything.
Now, during this time, when you decide to go sit down, what the move really, that if you want to get somebody to sit, you can hit a buzzer, right, to speak to him on the intercom?
Yes, and that's what I've done now. What I've done is I've gone to the other side of the room, because there's an airlock between these two giant doors.
Right.
I've now moved to the second set of doors that lead directly to the station lobby. And now I'm laying on the buzzer, and I'm not getting anything, and he's not talking to me, and I'm saying into the buzzer...
He knows you're there.
Yeah, of course, he's looking. I'm saying, Larry, it's Don. Larry, would you please let me out? Larry, would you let me out? And then he really starts to F with me, because I hear... Meh. And that's the sound of the second door being released. And as soon as I turn around, it stops. And I realized that was really playing me.
It's just like, he'll hit it just enough for you.
It'll go. And as soon as I turn around, it stops. And I hear the door again go. And lock shut. I am there, and this is no exaggeration, 3 hours.
Oh, like he left you there for the entire show.
3 hours. It is not until 9 o'clock.
Oh my God!
Until Tommy Edwards, the next disc jockey coming in.
Oh wow!
Tommy Edwards shows up at 9 o'clock, and then Larry buzzes him in, and Tommy Edwards looks at me, and because I didn't want Tommy Edwards to know what was happening, I made it appear like I was just leaving.
Right.
Tommy Edwards says to me, "What have you been doing here?" I said, "I was getting some stuff done. I'll see you on Monday.
Bye bye."
And I leave.
You're horribly embarrassed.
Oh, are you kidding?
Been a prisoner for
right.
I didn't know it was 3 hours.
3 hours.
He did it again, though, didn't he?
Yes. Yes, he did.
When did the super jock thing come into play? When he said to you, "I won't let you go until you call me super jock."
That was the third time. There was a second time. A second time when he just dicked with me for like 5 minutes.
Right.
And then he let me go. Mm-hmm. Then there was a third time. You know, actually, he did this to me quite a few times, but the one that you're talking about was the time when he actually talked to me on the speaker, and it was him and the engineer. Who am I? I go, keep back. Larry. Larry Lujak, Super Jock.
Larry Lujak, Super Jock.
It doesn't sound like you mean it. Does it sound like he means it, Carl? And I hear the engineer eating his donut in the back of the room. Doesn't sound like it to me, Larry. Man, who am I? Who am I?
I go,
Super Jock. Super Jock who? Super Jock Larry Lujak. You may leave.
Oh, God.
The guy made his life out of busting my balls.
Did it ever get better with him?
No.
It never got better?
No, it never did. It never did the whole time I was there. Because then when I would get on the radio, of course, I didn't have the balls to talk about all this on the radio.
Right.
But I would say stuff like, when I would do the overnight show, hey, just 1 hour until the most boring radio show in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just 1 hour until Larry Lujak comes in to go through the paces again.
Oh, wow.
Just 1 hour until you hear Larry Lujak walk all over the intro to Lion Eyes.
Oh, man. So you were really giving it to him on
the
air.
I was giving it back to him. And then I left that station, and I went to work at another station, WBBM, where they put me on in the morning.
Against Larry Lujak.
Against Larry Lujak.
Right.
And that's when I had my first all-out disc jockey war against Larry Lujak.
I remember. Oh, okay.
That's where I would, like, make bad parody songs about him.
Sure.
Talk about how bad he is. And that's when he sent me the letter.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a letter one day. Old man typewriter. He came to the station, and it just said, "Don, the eagle does not hunt flies. lair,
which is a probably one of the most wonderful expressions for you don't pay attention to other people,
right.
And
but,
it, you know, and it's pretty funny.
But the fact that he sent me a letter
meant that it was getting to
that
him.
That said, the eagle doesn't hunt flies.
Sure.
He said to me,
right?
It's getting to Larry Lujan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here you go. Here's my song. This is from 19, when was this, Buzz?
1983 or 4, I think.
Long time ago.
This guy is more talented than Michael Jackson. And if he would sue me, I would say that, well, I'd be saying I was gay, so. Something in the way he talks, it's so boring.
Are you talking about me?
Now, I don't want to be rude, Larry Lujan, but is that you snoring?
I'm not real proud of this.
You've been
Very nice. Didn't he, like, build his own golf course or something?
He did.
Like that?
He retired to Idaho and built his own private golf course because he hated people.
He didn't want to have any interaction with people.
With anybody else.
It's normal.
Except his wife. His wife was like a model.
Oh, really?
Her name was Julie. She was, and that used to piss him off because his wife was always very nice to me.
Ah.
Very polite to me. She'd always say, hi, how you doing?
He didn't like it.
No, and he was, you know what? The best way to describe him, he was Imus-like.
Okay, that okay, yeah,
he was old with that Mac Davis alcohol-y skin, and he's another guy who used to wear a cowboy hat all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Larry
okay,
Lujan.
So he's like Imus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, very much like that. Okay, time out. I'm sorry, I wasted too much time with that. And Larry Lujan has nothing to do with Chuck Knapp.
Very good.
Who was working at the station at the same time.
And the fact that he's still working is probably one of the reasons he's gone insane.
No, but listen, he's really gone over the edge. Hold on, time out. We'll be right back.
Go away.
The bad part of their ad.
Go ahead, Judge.
Hit it.
Go ahead.
John Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Vegas Style Show tonight. We're going to be in Columbia, Maryland at a joint called Carmen Kaboom.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Don't cost nothing to get in.
I
want everybody to come out and have a good time at the party tonight. Here's a guy named Mike who I think is there already. Hello, Mike.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Guys, it's the radio god.
Are you there already?
We are across the street. My friend Alex would like to say something. What's up?
Are you waiting in line, or are you about
there
to go
no
in?
Line. We were there half an hour ago. There's no line.
Well, then get in there. Get your seat.
Oh, we will be. We just want to listen to the show, you know.
Only 4 hours until we hit the stage. Only 4 hours.
What's that?
Only 4 hours until we hit the stage.
Oh, I know, but we're pre-drinking, so don't worry about it.
You're drinking?
Pre-drinking.
You're pre-drinking.
Okay.
Maintenance drinking. Yeah,
maintenance.
Mike, you'll know all about it.
Yes, I know all about that. But, you know, you really, couldn't you listen to the show in the joint?
I don't know if they're playing it.
Well, I would bet that they probably would be, being as we're going to be there tonight.
I would hope so.
It might be a financial issue, though, you know. That.
By the way, this is Krusty the Clown.
This is who?
Krusty the Clown.
All right, thank you, my friend.
I am the crust. Grommet.com.
I think we are past the maintenance part of your drinking.
You ought to put them on hold, sir. If we get your name, we can put you on a special list.
Hello. John and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Tony in Wichita.
Yes, Tony.
A quick question about your show tonight.
Yes.
Are the women going to be eating the lifesavers off of Dennis's pants before or after the diaper episode?
You know, that's a good question. Probably after, since he's already eaten the X-Lax. We'll probably put him on the stage in the diaper in the beginning of the show. And then let him get cleaned up and come back out. We'll see if we have any takers.
Yeah, let him have the pleasant part of his task.
Yeah, that would...
Of course, we can, you know, we can also have Buzz put the Lifesavers pants on.
That would be a little bit more sanitary, I would think.
There's nothing Buzz won't do.
And one quick question about the last bumper there, talking with Larry King. Who is the nice, cool gun individual?
Rod Steiger.
Okay, I could never picture it. All right, thank you, guys.
Rod Steiger.
Thank you.
Rod Steiger, you get a nice, cool gun.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oops.
All right.
Listen, here's the thing about the disc jockey.
The disc jockey gone mad?
Yes. So the guy's name's Chuck Knapp, and he's one of the people who worked at this big station in Chicago who was actually very pleasant to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always considered him to be, not a friend, but an acquaintance.
Okay.
And what he did was he went to Minneapolis, where for years and years he worked on a morning show. And I had heard a couple of years ago that he got fired.
Yeah.
And I'd been wondering what happened to him. Well, a friend in Minneapolis sent me a story about Chuck Knapp. And let me also say, before I read you this, and he alludes to this in here, Chuck Knapp, when I knew him, many times would do his show absolutely balls out drunk.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that?
He would actually have a giant bottle in the studio.
Wow. He'd bring a bottle into the studio?
Yeah.
They let him do that?
Well, no, they didn't know.
Oh, they didn't know. Okay.
They didn't know. He had a case of 7-Up in his office.
Oh, wow.
He had these big tumblers. And a lot of times he'd just get bombs while he was on the air. And he would drink until he turned the microphone on.
Right.
I mean, when you'd be talking to him during the record, he'd be going... Yeah, I gotta go out tonight, man. It's gonna be wild. They turn the background and go, "Here's the great old WLS Chuck Knapp, get together at 102." He's one of those guys. They can just turn it on and turn it off.
Right.
And he used to indulge in just about every vice and used to be quite the wild guy.
Okay.
I point this out because he's now working in Christian radio.
Okay, very good.
And it says, "Whatever happened to Chuck Knapp?"
Yeah.
Minneapolis morning radio and Chuck Knapp have become all but synonymous. The affable disc jockey was a fixture on KSTP for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. He was instrumental in bringing the Minnesota Vikings to FM radio.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Knapp left radio in 1994.
So it sounds like he might have been a program director, too.
Yeah, but returned 2 years ago. Contemporary Christian Radio, KITS, is his current radio home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this I can't picture.
Okay.
Coming here was an act of God, he says. A new guy came into KSTP when I stepped down from being program director. I figured he'd want to make some changes, but I figured they wouldn't mess a lot with my morning show because it had always been a great moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
The morning show known as Knapp and Donuts.
There's a breakfast reference.
Became a three-person arrangement as the station attempted to transition the show into a morning zoo.
Mm-hmm.
I love working with one other person, Knapp says, but it's not the same when you start adding two or three more people. Let me also tell you, as I continue to read this story, that this guy's one of the dirtiest guys that I had ever known in my life.
Okay, dirty like in content on the air?
No, dirty off the air. Like
physically dirty?
No. I mean like a guy you'd like.
Dirty down and dirty.
Yeah, like a guy who dropped the F-bomb all the time.
Okay, like foul-mouthed, kind of ribald?
Yes, a guy who would get along beautifully with everybody on this
like
show.
The locker room chat.
Yeah, a man's man.
Okay.
Okay, so now this is where I'm starting to see that this is not the same Chuck Knapp that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the new program director, he writes, comes in and brought him a tape. He told Donuts and me, I guess Donuts was his partner.
I wonder if he was fat.
He told Donuts and me that the guy on the tape was eating them up on the East Coast. He claimed that he wasn't suggesting we sound like the person on the tape, but told us we needed to listen to the tape. There's a mixed message there.
So what he's saying here is he played them a tape of another show.
Right.
All right.
And he didn't like it. Chuck Knapp didn't like it.
Sure.
That's when I decided to leave radio. My contract was up, and they asked me to sign another three-year deal. He declined and left KS95 with no idea what he would do next. 90 days later, I got a call from Promise Keepers in Denver. They were coming to the Metrodome in 1995, and they needed men to volunteer to work forklifts.
Okay.
A disc jockey.
Promise Keepers is kind of a Christian men's organization. They have all the men, like, in stadiums and stuff like that, right?
Right, right. Return to radio was still an option. A year later, Knapp thought after being off the air for 12 months he would return. But the response was chilling. There wasn't a single station interested in me. So he stayed at Promise Keepers for four more years. Then it goes on. And
he worked in the bureaucracy of the Promise Keepers?
Yes. All right. Then it goes on to say that he went to work at a Christian radio station, okay, where they play Christian music, and they are laid back, and they teach from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes on to say that he was offered a job at KQQL, which expressed interest in reforming Knapp and Donuts. KQQL called Knapp at home one day and said that they had hired Donuts.
Donuts is back.
Knapp was excited, then he heard the rest of the story. You don't get it. We're not hiring you. We're just hiring Donuts. I thought that was like Sonny without Cher and Huntley without Brinkley, but I wish Donuts good luck. The persistent Knapp contacted market stations, and nobody wanted to hire him. Okay, so then it goes on and on. He now works 5 to 9 in the morning on KITS, which is Christian radio. I'm joyful. They want me to be joyful. They want me to target the station to seekers, people who are looking for encouragement in their life. Let me see. It's a non-commercial station. They're in the middle of the dial at 98.5. My prayer is at some point all listeners will make a commitment to Christ.
So he is born again, I guess. That's what he is.
And I'm going to get to the part about him being crazy.
Okay, now where's the evidence that he's flipped?
Okay. Well, besides the fact that he's one of these guys who says he gets up at work at 2 in the morning to go do his morning show.
Right, right.
I don't think that makes him crazy, but he's just a liar, like all disc jockeys are.
I was going to say, yeah. Even though he is born again, that's a pretty good chance he's lying there.
According to Knapp, he's never been up earlier or worked harder in his career. I'm up at 2 a.m., on the road at 2:30, and I'm at the station at 3 a.m.
Wow.
For 2 hours, I pore over all the stories to find good things to talk about. There's always going to be a content during the hour about Christ. But around that, I find things with good, clean humor.
So he's gone full circle.
He sure has. Let me find the part about... Here we go. At the time of his greatest success, Knapp went through marriage and divorce, a second marriage, second divorce, a third marriage, and a third divorce, and a fourth marriage and a fourth divorce.
Wow.
I consumed an enormous amount of alcohol, mainly tequila, and I smoked grass. That ended when I went to KS95. I didn't go to treatment, I just quit. By his own admission, he was spiritually bankrupt during the rock and roll era. Working at KS95, here you go. Working at KS95 enabled Knapp to enjoy a myriad of material pleasures, but there was a deeply disturbing dark side. I had every toy, from a Corvette to a lake house to a ski boat. But every night I considered going out in my cornfield, putting a gun to my head, pulling the trigger, and ending it all.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I guess it was a little tough for him.
I believe there's a radio heaven and a radio hell. The radio devil is something I don't take lightly.
Wow.
Okay, he's a little,
So is he targeting more controversial shows by that statement?
Yes, he is. And there's parts of this. Let me get to this article. He doesn't like what's happening on the radio now. Oh, people are tired of today's radio because they get surprised at all the bad language. Chuck Knapp, who used to drop the F-bomb every other word while he was drinking during his show,
right,
is now the guy who, more power to him if he's had this turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, personally, if he's had this turnaround, just leave us alone, please.
Right. Let me see. They want me to be joyful. We're not hiring you. Hold on. And then the last part.
Part that you just said about I'd go out into the cornfield and put a gun to my head.
Mm. The last part that really made me laugh was, after they write all this stuff about how he hates radio now, and now he's a Christian disc jockey,
right,
and how he went to the cornfield and thought about killing himself, Knapp's personal makeover continued 2 months ago when he underwent laser eye surgery.
Hey, just like you.
Yeah, but... You know, I mean, in the context of this article, isn't it like retarded?
Yeah, no, even though he's born again Christian, I bet he didn't pay for it.
The outcome he enthuses is fantastic. He's also quick to accept public speaking engagements. I never liked doing them before. I can sit and talk behind a microphone, but facing 200 people made me nervous. Now, I just love it. But most important, Chuck Knapp says, a cornfield is no longer an option.
what a relief. Well, let's say good for him. Good for you, Chuck.
That's the mother chucker.
I'm glad he's not thinking about going into the cornfield.
The mother chucker.
Yeah, nobody on this show thinking about going into the cornfield, are they?
No. No.
All right, very good.
You had to know the guy.
Yeah. I'm sure that you knew him.
You had to know him, and you have to picture him going to work at a Christian radio station, which I can't picture him working for Promise Keepers. And then I got to the last part about every night I go to the cornfield and consider pulling a gun to my head and pulling the trigger.
That's that's a little scary right there. And you said four marriages?
Yes.
So he...
Four times.
In his heyday.
I had quite a few great St. Patrick's days with him and Fred Winston. I mean, we'd have some times where we would get a car, and we would go out and...
And raise hell.
Yes, we did.
There you go.
Jesus H. Christ, we did.
And Chuck Knapp.
Chuck Knapp, the napper, the mother chucker.
Now, when you were out there in the car raising hell on St. Patrick's Day, do you ever think he was contemplating the cornfield?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Happy-go-lucky.
Right.
I mean, the guy really loved life.
Amen.
He truly did.
Amen.
Amen. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Great. Hey, I heard an interesting fact the other night on the TV talking about how it's HBO special on foreign TV and talking about how 70% of men's peni hang or swing left. You guys, straighties or lefties?
You mean our penises?
Yeah.
Well, mine's all bunched up in my pants right now.
When it free hangs, though, does it go straight down or does it go left or right?
This is kind of gay, isn't it?
Yes, that's why I'm pursuing it.
I don't know. The only way I could tell you would be to unzip my pants right now.
I mean, I don't care to know.
Yes, you do. You call. You call. Be honest.
Come on, you call.
At least be honest.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
Oh, no. I thought it was funny.
It's funny, but you're curious.
You want to know which side our penis hangs.
You'd like us to answer the question, wouldn't you?
Well, I guess, let me rephrase. I wasn't so concerned about yours, but, you know, you come up with funny stuff, so.
You're concerned with everybody's, then?
No, I'm not.
Now, listen.
No, not at all.
There's no need to be defensive about it. You called with this, and now you're backpedaling. You're practically running out of the room.
Why didn't you go to the parade on Sunday?
No, never. Thank you.
Never?
Very happily buried.
You know, perhaps never is not the word you should use. Perhaps someday is the word you should use. And there's, you know,
eventually.
There's nothing wrong with that, sir.
No, it's all right.
Just look at Homo Joe.
I'm not going down
there.
What?
Yeah, look at Homo Joe. He was married.
Let me ask you something. When did you see this HBO show?
A couple nights ago. It was on European television.
What was it? Monday night, maybe?
Maybe Monday night.
So you mean for the last two nights and 2 days, you've been preoccupied with thinking about other men's penises.
And whether they go to the left or to the right. Let me ask you a question, sir.
Right.
Does yours go to the left or right?
Well, I'm a lefty.
See, maybe that's it. Maybe is it a severe, like, left turn?
Left-hand turn?
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
Because a little twitch.
Little twitch?
Uh-huh.
Twitch.
What kind of a twitch?
I'm not getting further into this. You guys.
I only get a twitch when something's happening.
Absolutely. Do you mean it twitches to the left?
I'm just saying it was kind of fun to hear. So
why are you becoming so uncomfortable right now? You brought this up. You called us, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why won't you just hang in here with us and engage in a discussion about this?
No problem. I'm not running.
You're not running. So your dog leg is left. And it twitches.
Does it twitch all the time?
Let's not talk about mine.
Why? Would you rather talk about ours?
No, not at all. I don't want to talk about any of them.
Well, why did
I made
you
a mistake in calling, I guess.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you. I admit it.
All right.
I'm gonna bury this one. Thank you very much.
Let's bury that.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, immediately after he calls, he's like, no, I don't really care.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
The reason that it points to the left or to the right is because when you're a child, that's the way you point it toward the wall when you're masturbating.
All right, thank you, sir.
Right, one more thing, please.
Yeah, one, please, one.
John, if you're listening, eat one.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
The reason why it hangs to the left on 80% of men is because 80% of men are right-handed.
I think that might be true.
Are you talking about J-O-ing?
Yes.
See, I'll tell you though, when I J-O straight on. Not to the left.
Also,
not to the right.
Guys,
straight on.
Kathy, see you in Tampa.com.
You know, I'm trying to think. Do you use your right hand? You use both hands.
Yes, I do.
You've bragged about that before.
I use both hands.
I think that some doctors might say that it has no significance as to that activity, which way it goes. It's not like you can make it go a certain direction with constant masturbation.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think.
That's just my theory.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing this morning? This afternoon, sorry.
At least we're not afraid to discuss it, Mike.
No, Don, we don't have any fears like other people do. That man was just backpedaling. I'm perfectly willing to discuss it.
Hello, Russ.
Yeah, hi, how are you guys doing?
Great.
I just wanted to call real quick and see if you guys had seen the disclaimer at the end of The Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire that everyone...
That's $32,000.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
All right, thanks, guys.
Covered it. Thank you.
I'm still trying to figure out. I know that mine points in one direction. I'm just not sure what direction it points in.
Well, during the commercial break.
Does yours buzz?
No, straight.
Of course.
Straight arrow.
Of course.
Of course. You mean even when just hanging there?
Yes.
It's straight?
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Everybody should unbutton their pants right now.
No way.
No,
I'm not
on.
Doing that. No way.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because.
Come on.
I'm not showing you mine.
I don't want to see yours.
Not.
I don't want to see it. I'm just curious. You know, listen.
Like we should all stand up, undo our pants, and like take a look with the, like facing the wall?
Yes. No. We should all get in a circle.
Well, do that's it. Like
what
usual.
I'll tell you right now.
Okay, no.
I'll tell you right
no,
now.
Listen,
when you
I don't
started
wanna,
with that, you're the one that said
it.
Drop pants. I don't want to. No. Drop pants individually.
Buzz,
you go ahead. You go first.
It's no need to do that. As recently as this morning, I noticed it was still straight. Do you have something to hide, Buzz?
No, I don't. Okay,
then
I'll be back.
Then go first.
Just stand up and turn around. Can you see him?
Oh, my God! No, I can't see him. I can't see him. He's gone behind his big wall. And now he's going to be perfectly straight and perfect and flawless without flaw. Perfect. The perfect penis.
Made of alabaster.
Still straight.
Still straight.
Mm-hmm. Still straight.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll do ours at the same time, okay?
All right, don't face me, for God.
Well, you turn your back, then. And Buzz, no, look at him.
I'm shielding my eyes.
Mine,
We're checking for directions.
Mine's
now.
Straight.
70% curve to the left, we hear.
Mine is straight.
Mine's a little to the left.
Straight.
A little to the left. That'd be the majority.
Mine's straight and gigantic.
Mine's turgid. I'm having trouble getting my pants back.
My pants.
My pants mysteriously fell to the floor.
Well, there you go, Buzz. I'm with you. I'm straight.
And, yeah. Gentlemen, we've blazed a new trail here, moving towards the gayest show in America.
Rob?
I know. I'm to the left.
To the left.
Mm-hmm. Funny you didn't want to check, like all of us were required to.
Go ahead, Rob. Check.
Check? All right.
Check. I'm just going to look at him, though.
I'm going to tell you this. I think that may be different when it's in a different state. Okay. It may be how you dress, whether you dress to the right or the left.
The hotline. Hello?
You're not straight.
Well, not...
Funny, I'm as straight as can be. What are you talking about? Are you talking about my penis?
Yes, it's not straight.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Hold on. Here's Rob. Rob?
Still the left, thank God. No changes, doctor.
To the left.
All right, which way does my penis go?
Well, I don't even remember that, because I'm looking at you, and it's probably different than when you're looking.
Well, no, it's like when you look at someone, when your right hand is their left hand, and their left hand is your right hand.
You know, I can't even tell you, but I know you're crooked.
Well, make your mind up. Is it left or right? Just think about it.
I think it's... I don't think it's left or right. I think it's like crooked up. You have a bend.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
Wow.
What do you mean I have a bend?
I mean, you have a bend.
Is right? And it goes straight. Straight up.
Okay, we will have to... Next time you and I are together...
That's fine with me.
Well, I think every... guy has a little banana.
Right, you're talking when I have a boner, right?
Well, yeah, I don't see it otherwise.
Yes.
But it does it like, oh, I'm not asking this
for
your
wife.
I'm not. Does it curve?
Yeah, I think it does have a curve.
But you're saying
mine has a curve.
You're saying
but not a normal curve.
Curving upwards instead of to the left or to the right, though, right?
Yeah, but not like a normal, not like the other ones I've seen in that condition.
Oh,
now way to ruin it.
Thanks.
Sorry.
I just know think yours is, I think it's special, but it's just different.
What you're saying is it's abnormal.
Well, it's not run of the mill. Let me put it that way.
You're goddamn right it's not a run of the mill penis.
Aren't they all unique in their own way?
No.
Like snowflakes.
No, that's only what their mothers tell them.
Okay. My mother never told me that.
Yeah, right.
Nor did mine.
No, I mean it, really.
Okay. Although your mother told me mine was special.
My mother?
No, Frida's mom.
Okay. Oh, all right.
No, I was laughing there, and I was just like going, hey, yeah. What?
No. All right.
All right, boo-boo.
Well, what's wrong with it? I've always been very proud of it.
You should be. But it's different. It's not regular. I'm telling you.
How is it not regular?
You know what? We will have you and I when we are together.
I want to tell you something. I've watched tons more porno than you have, and mine looks like the guys in the movies.
Chuggy, I've seen more 3D in that way.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
This is interesting. I'm not. For whatever reason, she's not communicating what the deal is. Here.
What's wrong with it?
It's nothing wrong. It has a bend.
A bend.
Okay, where does it have a bend?
I can't. I don't even. You know what? You wouldn't think we've been married 18 years because I don't even remember. But I know yours has a bend.
Is it to the left or to the right?
No, I would think it's more.
Oh, hold on, honey. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Oh, that was tiny, but it's still sponsored.
That fart was sponsored by Milwaukee Frozen Custard, www.milwaukeecustard.com.
What happened to your microphone?
I don't know, the microphone just cut out.
Do you think it was protesting?
After I cut in. After I cut a tiny one.
Microphone just was going through our
head. I just farted in the microphone's face.
It was choking.
All right, so listen, honey, what's wrong with me?
Nothing wrong. You're perfect. I think you're wonderful. I mean, but you are unusual. I'll point it out to you next time, okay. Or you can call your first wife.
Tell me how I'm unusual.
You aren't straight.
My penis is not straight.
No.
All right.
All right,
you know what I'm going to give myself a boner here during the commercials. And I will check it out and let you know.
He's
going to
check it out with all his friends.
I wish I hadn't raised this question, though.
Yeah, you know what? I'll get a plenty big boner tonight at the Las Vegas Style Show.
I don't want that to happen.
I'll let you know.
No, boo-boo. I love you just the way you are, but I think you're special.
Oh, well, now you're the one backpedaling here, huh?
No, I told you, you aren't run-of-the-mill.
And neither are you.
Okay, goodbye, boo-boo.
Goodbye.
Right. That was interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I never thought there's anything wrong with me down there. It's one of the few areas that I've never had anything wrong with.
Well, I've always thought that I'm a little too far to the left. I've always thought that I'm a little too curved. And I don't like to. And you know, sometimes you piss me off.
Yeah, but
why? I'm just saying.
You know what he
did?
Mm.
You know what he did?
Mm.
You saw what he did.
No, I heard it. I just saw it.
It was audible.
Yeah,
I was just roll the tape. I want to show you. I want to show you that.
Can I tell you?
Before you go, okay. I want you to hear your
self-satisfying,
condescending.
No.
You got it, Robbie?
Anything but.
Hold on. Here we go.
Right there.
Okay, you got it.
Inbound Roosevelt.
Wrong one. Tape 2.
Hold on, here we go.
Areas that I've never had anything wrong with.
Well, I've always thought that I'm a little too far to the left. I've always thought that I'm a little too curved. And I don't like it.
Again?
It was the face. It was the face.
No. I just heard it audibly.
Yes.
And I knew what you meant. Listen to it now.
Yeah, hold on.
Sorry. A few areas that I've never thought I've never had anything wrong with.
Well, I've always thought that I'm a little too far to the left. I've always thought that I'm a little too curved.
See, given,
you know what that is? I'm going to explain it to our listening audience.
And then I'll explain.
That is Buzz kind of saying, yes, many people are like that except for me.
No, that was an I was going to say, it's probably no big deal.
Thank you. Yeah, we know yours is just perfectly straight, isn't
right.
it? Flawless.
It's straight, but it's flawless.
Normal.
No, I wouldn't say it's flawless.
Well, then, if it's not flawless, tell us about a flaw in it.
Well, I can't think of any right now.
See? There you go.
Excuse us, Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect Penis. Excuse us. I know. You're right, Mike. You're right.
This one's one for the ages.
I'll tell you that right now.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Okay. Time out.
I'm just saying you're okay.
I know. Perfect.
Thanks. I don't need you to tell me I'm okay.
You're okay.
All right,
thank
you.
No, thank you, Buzz. Hold on. Turn these lines out. Toya. Hey, Toya, there might be something perfect in your future tonight. On that ride up to Baltimore. Clear those lines right now. Phone number 877-365-3636.
All right.
Secret sound.
Yep.
Worth $500. Good luck. It lies straight ahead. Be the 100th person to call Toya right now.
Great disclaimer.
I finally graduated.
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
Are they twins?
Yes.
Don and Mike.
That reminds me, sometime we got to call that Elvis Presley Jr. psychic hotline again.
That pleases me greatly.
Are you twins?
Yes.
Listen, we will be at Carmen Kaboom's tonight in Columbia, Maryland. And listen to this lineup with the Las Vegas-style show tonight. Jesus H. Christ. The Nude Feud.
Oh, boy.
Hey. For cash, $200 there. Homo Joe Challenge, Cheryl the Big Dyke Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give away money with that. The Underwear or Lack Thereof Fashion Show.
Fantastic.
That's worth $500 to the girl who's voted the best.
Wow.
Big money. Plus, tonight, maybe Buzz will be wearing the Lifesaver pants.
Who knows?
Maybe Dennis Murphy will be wearing the Lifesaver pants. Dennis will definitely have an adult diaper. Dennis will be naked, except for his adult diaper.
Right.
He's taken X-Lax,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to feed him a can of Hormel Chili Mac on stage.
Yum, yum.
And then we'll just wait for the fireworks. All of that, the fireworks and the diaper.
Absolutely.
All of that tonight at Carmen Kaboom in Columbia, Maryland. It has been a long time since we've done a Las Vegas-style show.
Yes, we're all ready for it. We're going to have a great time tonight.
Yeah. Close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those pesky Wichita restrictions. And
right.
None of those pesky State of Virginia ABC alcohol board stuff crap happening tonight.
We're looking forward to it.
I mean, I'm not positive if they're not going to say, listen.
Yeah, we don't know until we get there.
Right. We don't know until we get there if they say all the chicks can get naked and the guys can get naked. But I guarantee.
We'll have a great time no matter what.
It will be nowhere near as uptight as the community was in Wichita.
Absolutely.
Or as the Virginia ABC board is.
Right.
These goddamn Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I was just reading about them the other day in the newspaper.
What they do now.
Listen to this. These are the people who virtually have shut us down
right.
from doing our Las Vegas style shows in the state of Virginia.
Right.
Because they have, for whatever reason, so much power.
Right.
And so much power that they are using corruptly
mm-hmm.
to bust bars and to bust balls
mm-hmm.
and to put people in jail. They were having, I think it was at some Swedish embassy in town.
Okay.
They had some babe from Finland or something like that. Some muckety-muck in the Swedish government.
Right.
And the Volvo people, where was it, Robbie?
It was at the car barn, like off Chambridge Road. It was where they used to keep the trolley cars overnight. And it was the king and queen of Sweden.
Right, so the king and queen of
we're
Sweden.
At the car barn?
Yeah, it's a reception hall now.
Okay.
It's a nice place.
So listen to this. The king and queen of goddamn Sweden are in D.C. And they go to this place for a reception. It's being put on by the Volvo people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they have all these Volvo cars there, and they were serving booze. Well, the ABC people came in and said, you are illegally serving alcohol.
Oh, God.
They confiscated all of the booze.
Right.
So the king and queen of Sweden had to just drink apple juice.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's the kind of crap that the Virginia ABC board
they like hassling
is worrying themselves about. It's like, oh, my God, the king and queen of Sweden are going to be at this reception tonight. They're serving alcohol.
Right.
And they're doing it illegally.
let's seize all the alcohol, force them to drink all the apple juice we have.
You know, and they do it like Elian Gonzalez style. I mean, you know the picture of the guy coming through the door and putting the gun like that? That's their tax.
Yeah, they bust in and...
They love doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we had...
Swinging down on a place.
We had Louis the Retard allegedly drinking his own urine one time on stage at a Las Vegas style show.
Right.
Turns out it was just apple juice, but it was supposed to be his own urine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he spit it out in the crowd. When he did that, these guys from the ABC board jumped up on stage at our show.
Grabbed him.
You know, and they thought that they were on Charlie's Angels or Adam 12.
Yeah, they were sitting there the whole time just waiting for their moment.
You know,
as opposed to saying, hey, that's not a, you know, we don't want you to do that.
Right.
They wait until you do something, which is really, if somebody's going to walk up, and we've done this before in all of our appearances, if somebody's going to come up to us and say, hey, look, the standards here, we can't have you do that. You know what we say?
Okay,
fine, no problem.
Right.
You know, but what they do is they wait, they sit there, they wait for an opportunity. It's almost like a sting operation.
Yeah, they hide. And the thing that's a pisser, besides the fact that they trample on people's rights and they have jurisdiction where they should not have jurisdiction, is the fact that these guys fancy themselves as like Elliot Ness and the Untouchables.
Right.
And they think that they're law enforcement officers.
We've done this before and had horror stories from restaurants and watering holes all over Northern Virginia where they would just do something where they weren't up front and it was, you know, they hassle people and they you can do your job, you can regulate, you know, restaurants and bars without having to use the tactics you use. It's not necessary.
Right.
You know, it's live and let live. Let's just try to be a little bit more human about doing it.
So we would go to these different nightclubs in Virginia to do the Las Vegas style show, the same show that we're going to be doing tonight in Maryland. And what they would do is they would call the owners of these places and they'd strong arm them. They'd say, you know what? We heard on the radio that Don and Mike are coming there. Well, we're going to have our agents there, and we're going to be checking everybody.
Right.
Furthermore, if Don and Mike do anything on stage that is sexually suggestive,
mm-hmm.
or if anybody participates in any sexually suggestive acts,
which we are
going to arrest them.
Which is so vague,
yes.
And so gray and so difficult for us to get up there and do the show we do to adhere. You know, we have had total success with these shows where somebody will go in and say, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. And we get along with the authorities in that community. We do the show.
And
we get along with the bar owner. It's the only people that we have problems with.
ABC.
Uh-huh.
And what does ABC have to do? They're a liquor control board.
Right.
What do they have to do with the content
mm-hmm.
of a comedy show that's being done on stage?
They should not have anything to do with it at all. Outside of some very ironclad, hey, you can't have nudity, you can't do that. You know, come to us and say that. I mean, but they don't do that.
I don't have a fart, but if you remember, they also wanted to limit the language you would use.
Right,
so
right.
Profanity.
Right. In a place where 21-year-olds are the only people that can get in, everybody has to be over the age of 21, and it's billed as an adult XXX rated show where we're going to use language. That's the way it is.
That's the other thing that they said to the people who own these clubs. If Don and Mike come in and drop the F-bomb tonight, there's a chance you're going to get your liquor license taken away.
Right. That's prior restraint of free speech. It's unconstitutional.
It sure
and
is.
Nobody seems to want to take
it
them
sure
on.
It sure is. And, it, you know, it was just fine when they were effing with us, but now they're effing with the King of Sweden.
Yeah.
And that just pissed me off.
I know, because you've always been partial to Sweden. As
I drive a Volvo, Mike.
I know you do. Absolutely.
Safest goddamn car I've ever had. So listen, they blow. They suck on ice.
You should put a call into the King of Sweden, Yeah. Ask him how he felt about that.
Well, I'll be getting the number of the King of Sweden.
Okay.
King of Sweden.
Look it up in the Yellow Pages under Kings.
Give me that number, please. So they suck. And they're the reason that we don't do the shows in Virginia anymore because, frankly, we've even had some nightclub owners say, listen, if they want to try to take our license away, that's fine. We'll fight them in court. But the problem is that we put our listeners in compromising positions.
Right.
Because what they've said is, if people come up on stage and play our games or cuss,
mm-hmm.
they will arrest them.
Yeah, so they've made it virtually impossible to do our show,
you know,
right?
These guys are not cops.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sworn to uphold the law.
But they are sure good at hassling people and making their lives miserable.
Yeah, they're just friggin' Nazis.
It's ridiculous.
The ABC board.
Unchecked power.
I hate them. I truly hate them. A pox on them. So that's why we're going to Maryland to do the show tonight.
Here, here. And you know, if there are people up there that want to meet with us, it's the way we do it every single time. We're going to have a great time up there tonight.
I'd rather not meet with anybody, though.
I know.
I'd rather just do the show.
But you do it under duress, but you do it.
Yeah, I will if we have to. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, my friends.
Hello, who's this, please?
This is Carl 100.
Right. What is your name?
David.
David, where are you calling from?
Right now, it's beautiful Centerville.
Beautiful. You are on a crappy, crappy cell phone connection, David.
Am I really?
Yes, you are, my friend.
I just signed up for 2 years of it, too.
Call number 100. You've won the Stuff of the Month gift pack. Log on to stuffofthemonth.com and make every month a holiday by sending her lingerie monthly.
Nice.
Now, have you heard the secret sound?
Yeah.
All right, at least you've heard it.
You don't sound particularly confident.
No, I don't feel very confident.
All right, now listen, I'm not busting balls here. I appreciate the fact that you're listening and that you're calling to play a game. But if you don't feel confident, why would you call?
Well, because there's that out-and-out chance that a miracle might shine upon me, and I'll hit it.
Okay. All right, that's a valid answer.
Good answer.
All right, you had the answer. Good luck. We'll play the sound for you now. I'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Goulet.
Goulet. We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. A common everyday sound. You know, that was the answer I was looking for, incidentally, when I asked that guy, why are you calling?
Because you know what?
He might just pull it out of his ass.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
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 Yes! Yes!
Slightly changed the tune.
Yes, I did. Well, you know, you know me.
I know.
It's very difficult to just sit here, you know, and play and do it the same way.
And you know me.
I know. I'll
shake and bake every night.
Do it the same way.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
What is the sound?
Wild guess. Medicine cabinet door shutting.
Now, do you see why people call this show? Why occasionally people with a wild ass guess. They get told.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
You sound
like I'm George Michael.
No. What? What about George Michael?
So you're messing me like I'm him. That's with me like you did with him 10 years ago.
Yeah, we're playing with him like George Michael.
Right, like yesterday's show.
George.
I got you. No.
No,
not a medicine cabinet.
Sorry about that.
And really, when I do that, I'm not so much jerking your chain as I'm trying to jerk Mike's chain.
There you go, of course. I knew as soon as you played that fanfare.
Did you really?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
Yes.
Crap.
I see it on your face. Sometimes you can fool me. Not all the time.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Don't forget, every guest is
clue
a clue
for you.
Clue for you.
Yee.
Hold on, please. All right. Homos in the news.
Yeah.
Let's do some homos in the news.
All right.
Big story about Louis Anderson.
Oh,
really? I know Buzz has had this on the news before,
right,
about the Louis Anderson gay blackmail scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to do a break. Then I'll tell you about all these celebrities who are allegedly gay.
Oh, boy.
And also, you want to spend some time checking out Louis Anderson's teeth. I don't know if we've ever discussed Louis Anderson's teeth. There's a picture of his teeth in the new edition of The Globe.
Oh, dear. There they are.
And,
who wants baby corn?
That's some bad teeth on Mr. Louis Anderson.
Show me dentist.
We will be right back. Station break time, Ocean City, Maryland. Your radio station's WETT. Spokane, Washington, KFAN, KFAN. Rochester, New York, WHTK. And in New York City, every night on WNEWFM.
Even better than mutual masturbation.
Awesome.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's better than that, right, Buzz?
Right.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don.
Hi.
Hi. I got to apologize to you.
All right, hold on. Wait on that apology.
Mahalo's right here.
Hello.
Hey.
It's your brother.
Hey.
It's Jimmy.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, dude. How are you? How is Wisconsin?
Huh?
How's Wisconsin?
Oh, it's warm today.
You do any deer hunting?
No, not now.
Not in season, huh?
Right. Unless I go deer hunting with my truck.
Unless you go deer hunting with your truck.
Yeah.
Everybody, in case you don't know, this is my brother, the Earth Dog.
Jimmy Roadkill.
There he is. He's a man's man. He enjoys killing defenseless animals with his bow and arrow or with his gun. He also enjoys his remote-controlled vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
He also enjoys his mini bike. is motorcycle. What else do you like?
Oh, man, I like a lot of different things. Monster trucks.
Monster, yes. Monster trucks, yes.
Jim, you know, have we ever asked you, do you do cooking, too? You cook, don't you?
I cook. Like, what's my ass off.
You do, don't you? What's your specialty?
Venison steak.
Venison steak. Right?
Yes, you eat the animals that you kill.
That's good. That's good. If you're going to kill an animal, you might as well eat it.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't eat it if I, you know, I wouldn't kill it if I didn't eat it.
That's right. Good. That's good. The way all hunters should be.
Jimmy, are you keeping up with the celebrity who wants to be a millionaire?
Don't they? No. Well, I know that fat thing. Rosie O'Donnell's on there. Queen Latifah or whatever.
Yes.
Are you caught?
David Duchovny.
Right. Are you caught in the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire web?
No.
You are not?
No, I have no interest in that. No.
Really? You don't like the show?
If I can't be a millionaire, I don't want to watch it.
All right. Let me ask you another question. Can you tell me what the number one movie over the weekend was?
Isn't it that one with... No, it's not the one with the numbers.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You know, he could do better than I could do, because I couldn't tell you the
I can't remember the name. I heard everybody talking about it.
You 57. 571?
You 571.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Can you tell me... I just love giving my brother current events quizzes.
He's doing beautifully today.
Can you tell me... The host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Regis Philbin.
Yes.
Not even a moment's hesitation.
Can you tell me the name of his co-host on his daily TV show?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Can you name her children?
Cody and something else.
Here's a tough one for you.
Cassidy.
Wow, he is batting 1,000.
He's doing really well. Here's a real tough one. What is the big computer company that they are threatening to break up?
Microsoft. That's stupid, too.
Wow.
Listen, you are blowing
me
away.
He's incredible.
Well, you are blowing me away with your knowledge here.
Hey, man, I got nothing else to do in that semi all day but listen to the radio.
All right, there you go. Good man.
All right. Can you tell me the name of the child who was recently seized by the United States?
Ilian.
Ilian what?
Gonzalez.
And there was a great deal of controversy surrounding the Attorney General. And what would her name be? Janet Reno. Yeah,
Janet Reno. You are batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Who are the current presidential candidates?
Al Gore and Bush.
Wow. Who's the guy who just dropped out? Who was the POW guy?
McCain.
Listen to this.
Jesus H. Christ.
Jim, you're doing better than you've ever done before.
Well, let me win some money now.
Here's a tough one. Did you hear about Clinton over the weekend where he had that he made his funny videotape?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, no. Who was the late night television host?
Jay Leno.
Oh, my God.
You're not even able to finish the questions. It's incredible.
I'm telling you. You know what, Rob? You really got to go get me Trivial Pursuit or something.
All right.
I really want to do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with my brother.
This is terrific.
I'm very serious. I'll give you the chance to win some money because I'm blown away with your general knowledge today.
Right.
You know, normally these are the type of questions that I throw out there.
You're going to have to pay them out of your own pocket, Don, because employees and their families are ineligible to win money on the Don and Mike Show.
All right. Here's your question for...
I'll kick in, too, though.
For what?
How much are you going to give him?
I'll start you off with a question for $1.
$1. And I'll match it, so this is a $2 question.
Okay. So this would be something as easy as out of today's headlines.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
Give it to me, baby.
Gotta make it an easy one.
How do you spell Regis?
I don't know. R-E-G-I-S.
That's right.
All right, you're going for more money now.
All right, so now they double that. So now you're going for $4.
Okay.
Major credit card, not Visa, not American Express, not Discover.
MasterCard.
That's
bingo. $4.
Correct. All right, so now I'll make it a little tougher. This is a popular website where you can bid on items.
eBay.
$16.
All right, here we go. Now I'm going to make it tougher.
This is he'll be playing. What's he playing for now? Wait a minute.
$32.
You're playing for $32.
Okay, $32.
What's the top going to be?
I'll make it tough. He won't get there. She died in 1997 in an auto crash.
Princess Di.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
$64 question.
Here we go. For $64. In 1997, this was the first sheep to be cloned. What is the sheep's name?
I don't know.
Jimmy?
Is that your final answer?
Cloned. What's the name?
Hey, no, no.
Can't do those.
No, no, you can use a lifeline. Yes, you can use a lifeline.
Okay.
I don't know. Who can I choose for a lifeline? Jamie? No.
Well, I guess technically you could ask Buzz.
All right, Buzz.
Buzz, you can help him if you
know
him.
Okay. All right. I do know the answer, Jim.
Okay.
Sheep's name is Dolly.
That's right.
Is that your final answer,
yes.
Jim?
That's also correct.
Jim, you just won $64.
All right, so now you're going to go for $132.
Okay, $132.
$132. However, if you get this wrong, you will go back to $2.
Right, and you've used one of your lifelines. You have two left. We're going to, you can pull the room right in here, or you can get 50-50.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to the Trivial Pursuit questions. Who was the voice of Mr. Magoo in the TV series?
What was that?
What are you doing, loading your gun?
No.
Who was the voice of Mr. Magoo in the TV series?
Oh, Jim Backus.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And what was that value? 130, what was it?
So now he's going for $264.
$264, and you still have two lifelines left.
Jimmy.
What?
Hold on a second. I'm going through my Trivial Pursuit.
And, of course, in this version of Who Wants to Be a Non-Millionaire, you'll be knocked down to $2 if you miss it.
That's right. let me see. What city was the home of the country's tallest building in 1885? And don't forget, you do have two lifelines left.
Let me go with Buzz again.
No, you can't use Buzz again. You can either go 50-50.
Or you can poll the audience.
Yeah, let me poll the audience.
All right, go ahead, ask Rob. Rob?
Yeah.
What do you think the answer is?
Probably New York.
Mike, you want to help?
I'm going to go with New York also. I think it was probably New York.
Buzz?
I think New York.
Don?
Well, I'm looking at the answer, so I know what it is.
Okay. So, Jimmy, you know, the 100% of the people surveyed said New York.
I'll go with New York.
Well, you shouldn't have done that, Jimmy.
Oh dear.
Because the answer is Chicago.
Chicago!
The answer is Chicago.
Oh, that knocks you down. But you've won $2, and you get to take that home.
Okay.
And it's not even for your favorite charity. It's for you.
That's right. So, listen.
What?
You amaze me with your knowledge on this show.
Great.
Really, you do. All those dead brain cells are coming back.
Why did you call today?
Why?
Yes, was there a reason?
I just wanted to vent.
About what?
About this mediation and going to court tomorrow.
Oh, with your ex?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. I'll give you
30 seconds.
Minute and a half. You've earned it. Go ahead.
I just don't understand what's wrong with these mediators. They're biased. They weren't neutral. You know, and these court systems today, just they plain out suck.
I'd like to point out my brother is talking about a mediation case.
Yes.
That involves custody of his daughter from his marriage.
Okay. So it didn't go the way you wanted it?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't want me to see Rachel, but for 2 hours every Wednesday and every other weekend, and now she wants me to pay child support. And I've got joint custody. I've been seeing her every night of the week, every other weekend. And the mediator, all she kept saying was, well, the reason you want to see your daughter so much is so you don't have to pay child support.
But Jimmy, listen.
You know, you and I went through this before.
Yeah, and I would agree with the mediator. I mean, I think, yes, you do want to see your daughter, but also you don't want to pay child support.
No, I don't want to pay child support. You know, not when I provide food and clothing and everything over here for her.
Well, I think you should just buckle on this and pay the child support. I bet you would get all the visitation rights that you desire if you would just go ahead and pay the child support.
I don't think I would get the visitation that I wanted. All I'm asking for is Tuesday and Thursday overnight and every other weekend.
All right, so this is going to come to some kind of an end tomorrow, right?
Maybe, maybe not.
Why?
Because Jeff, my attorney, said that he's gonna try and get the four of us into a roundtable thing.
thing.
I'm sorry. Your time to vent is over.
Oh, I had a question, too. I was going to ask you. Is there any truth to the rumor that you're using Judge Judy Scheindlin as your mediator?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No. All right, so you just called just to vent about that.
Yeah.
All right, well, hang in there.
Yeah, I'll
and, you
try.
Know, do the right thing.
Oh, I'm trying to do the right thing.
No,
but, you know, if they're going to cut me back on seeing my daughter,
no,
that sucks.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I also think the right thing is just for you to pay the child support. Just to, you know, and like we discussed off the air, if it means you have to get a different job or you have to change your lifestyle somehow, you know, all the money is for your daughter.
Yeah, I know that. But then that means me going back on a road for a week and a half at a time.
Right.
So that kind of screws everything that I'm fighting for now.
I know, but we had the whole discussion about priorities and making sacrifices and
yeah.
What's important. And
yeah, I know we did.
Okay, all right. Well.
But I want to see my daughter.
But I think more you don't want to pay the child support.
No.
You want
to see my daughter more. If I can see my daughter three nights out of the week and every other weekend, I don't care about paying child support. And if I pay child
okay,
support.
Okay, now hold on. That's where I've said to you, you should go to the mediator and say exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
If I can see my daughter three nights a week, I don't care about paying child support. But that's where you said to me, you won't do that.
Yeah, but then...
And I've said to you...
On addition to paying the child support, she wants me to still pay half of the medical, half of her insurance premium, and half of her school lunches, half of her brownies, and everything else.
All right, well, listen, it was your sperm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on in the background there, Jim?
Oh, my neighbor's out there fixing one of my boats.
All right, now there would be some who would say, here's a man who won't pay child support, yet he has more than one boat.
Mm-hmm.
No, a radio control boat.
Oh, radio control boat.
Radio control boat.
Okay. Okay. Well, you got by on that one.
Well, listen, you know, for the last time, what I would do, and I'm telling you this as a brother, and I love you, I would tell you to go to the mediator and say, you know what, I'm going to pay the child support, as a show of good faith, because I want nothing but the best for my child, and I would like to continue to have the three-day-a-week visitation that I have. That's the way where it's win-win.
Yeah, mediation's over with.
Well,
we went to the two times of mediation. That's over with.
So what's the next step?
Go to the court tomorrow and go in front of the judge and tell him what we want, and her attorney tells him what they want.
Well, I think if you just stood up and told the judge that, or had your attorney tell the judge
that. You're willing to pay the child support if you can get the visitation that you want.
But you're not willing to say that, are you?
Yeah, I am. But I don't want to also, in addition to child support, pay for her medical, for everything else. That's what the child support is for.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like you're splitting hairs here. I mean, if it's really just about what's best for Rachel, you know, and I think you would probably agree with me that your ex-wife is not taking this money and going out and buying a Lexus.
Well, that's probably what she'll be doing. You talk to a lot of guys that are getting raked over to Kohl's through custody and all that stuff. You know, and see what they say.
Well, listen, you know, I'm on your side, but I also have to say, being objective, that...
You know, I have to agree with him when he talks about child support. I've never paid child support, I've never had to, but I've spoken to people that have, and you do, you know, the frustrating point is that when you deal with a child support issue, the money does not, you cannot control exactly where that money goes,
right,
and
right.
It's not really documented.
I understand that.
You know, it really is difficult.
But, you know, my point is, and I hate arguing against my brother, just I know all the circumstances.
I mean, I think that's the way it works. Where you...
Is it right, though, that I pay child support and have to provide food, clothing, and everything else for her over here?
Well,
you know what I mean?
I know, but it's kind of the way our society is set up. I mean, you're screwed.
Screw the male. Screw the father.
It's actually, the provider, you know, in the traditional
you're
sense.
You're the hunter-gatherer.
Yeah.
But
she's making more money than I am, though.
She is?
Yeah.
Well,
see, it isn't fair in that
situation.
You know,
I don't know. I just know that you should just put whatever this is with you and her, with you and your ex-wife, out of the situation and just think about what's best for your daughter. That's all.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to fight to see my daughter.
All right.
You know, I took the local job so I could be home and see her more.
All right.
And now...
But I know when I've discussed this with you off the radio that it's also been a money issue, though.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. Well, then just take the money issue out of it and just make it an issue about your daughter and then do what you think is right in your heart.
Okay.
No, really. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's funny when he laughs. He just makes me laugh when he laughs. I can't help it.
That's the real advice. You know, just do what's right for your daughter.
Yeah.
You know, you know, maybe you get screwed along the way.
I'll just join the other millions of fathers and they got screwed.
Yeah, but like I told you off the air, in the long run, even if you get screwed, your daughter comes out better and she knows that you made sacrifices.
I hope she realizes
for her
that someday.
Well, sure, of course, you'll tell her.
I think the frustration point is when you're giving a check to the ex-wife. That's that's where the, you know, and you're hoping against hope that that money is all earmarked for the child, but listen, you have no guarantee. But that's the way it works.
You're looking at the king of that.
Right.
You're looking at Mr. I did it for 18 years.
Right.
You know, after a while, you just got to say, you know, WTF. I mean, either she's going to use it on the kid or she's going to, you know, use it to go out.
You know, Rachel's well provided for here and over there. Very well provided for. You know, I'm not disputing the fact that she doesn't provide for her. She provides for Rachel fine. You know, but I don't see where it's right that I pay, order to pay child support and to pay the medical and to pay her schooling and to pay this and to pay that on top of the child support and not to get to see my child but 2 hours every Wednesday.
All right. Well, listen, and there's other stuff that I can't bring up on the radio.
Yeah. You know,
there's other reasons that my brother's facing an uphill battle in this fight.
Yeah.
That I won't bring up at this time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
you guys
listen.
Have a good evening.
All right. Good luck, Jim.
All right. Hang in there, man.
I will. I'll let you know tomorrow what goes on.
All right. Please do.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
See you. You did great on the Millionaire Show.
Good job, Jimmy. Good luck.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I mean, I wish I could tell you everything that's going on there, but
he's had a tough deal.
Yeah, well, you know, and some of the things, but frankly, like a lot of people, the mistakes, they're his own fault.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is why, you know, I've just got to just try to tough it out with him a little bit.
I understand that. I understand. It's frustrating, and you do have to really, at a certain point, you have to, in any divorce situation, you just have to, you really have to accept the situation.
Right.
And try to make, and that's, you know, you've been divorced, I've been divorced, and I'll tell you what I did when
Not Buzz, because Buzz is perfect.
Right.
Just like his penis.
I'll tell you right now, and I didn't have, you know, thank God we didn't have any children in my first marriage, but one of the things that I decided, and I'll tell you, you know me, I whined about it, and I complained about it, but you just have to make peace and to go on with lives and to make everybody as, you know, as peaceful as possible.
I never remember you whining about that night.
You have to accept it and you have to bite the bullet. And it usually it's a big financial bullet. But I'll tell you, I don't regret doing what I did, even though I whined and complained about it. I don't regret it because, you know, the one person goes on with their life, another person goes on with their life.
Right.
And especially,
she's out of your life.
And you know something, if there's a child, if there's out of my life, if there's a child involved.
And look, you didn't cut her head off or anything.
If there's a child involved, it's tenfold. You know what I mean? If there was a kid involved, it's even more so.
I'm trying to tell him. All right. Time out. We were going to talk about homos in Hollywood.
This has been an adventure, this show, today.
It sure has,
many
Mike.
Different mood swings.
It sure has. Time out. We'll be right back.
This Brain Juice, Don and Mike.
All right. You know the Vegas Style show tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Big lineup. We'll be in Columbia, Maryland. It's been a long time since we've done a Las Vegas Style show right here in our backyard.
And we have never been to that little town.
You know, don't call us nothing to get in.
Do you shake in that thing?
We're at stage about 9 o'clock tonight, Las Vegas Style show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I was calling with a little concern about tonight.
Of course you were.
You know what, just join the club, man, because it's been that kind of day.
has Dennis already taken his X-Lax?
Yes.
Good. Okay, that was my only concern, was that it wouldn't work.
All righty then.
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys.
No, he took his X-Lax about 3 hours ago.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're all set.
Bye-bye.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like a birthday spanky from Buzz, please.
Oh, come on, knock it off.
No.
What, no effing spankings?
Come on. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I talked to you earlier. I owe you an apology.
Why?
We kind of argued off the air.
Oh, is this a douchebag?
I guess I am.
Hey, how you doing, effing douchebag?
This is a guy, I want to tell you, and I appreciate the apology.
No, really.
A lot of times when I think Toya and Lisa the Nympho are not answering the telephones quickly enough, during the stop sets, I answer telephones myself, and I use my phone voice.
Mm-hmm. Right. Your regular guy voice.
Yes. I go, down my show, and then they go, yes, I'd like to talk to Don the Mike, and I always say, what you want? Just like that.
Right. A lot of people now are just going, that's him.
I go, what you want? So then this guy says, y'all, I want to tell them they're great.
Right.
So I said, okay, thank you, and I hang up. Well, then he calls back again. He goes, why'd you hang up on me? I just want to tell them that they're great. So I hung up on him again. That was yesterday, right?
Right.
So then he calls back today.
Mm-hmm.
He calls back today, and he goes, are you the effer that hung up on me yesterday? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, well, you effing bitch, I want to tell you something. You're my bitch. If they ever find out how you're treating me, I just called to tell them I like them, and you effing douchebag. And then I hang up on him, and I go to pick the line up again, and he goes, I'm not hanging up.
You can't get rid of me.
Were you really being that obnoxious with our phone people who happen to be Don?
Yeah, but Don made me pee my pants when he said it was him.
So finally, I mean, I'm going through this exercise with a guy again, and he says, he keeps saying to me, when they find out about this, you effing douchebag.
Oh, my.
You piece of ass. And I said, really? And I said, who do you think you're talking to? I'm talking to some moron. I'm talking to my bitch.
Wow.
And then I finally said to him, who do you think you're talking to now? I said, hello. This was off the radio. I said, I'm Don. I answer calls sometimes. Hello. And then he said, this ain't him.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Just not admitting it.
So I gave the phone to Rob.
That's right.
And I said, here, talk to Rob A. And then Rob, you said to him,
he said, I said, you were just talking to Don. He says, why does he keep calling me a douchebag? Probably because you're a douchebag.
Right.
He said, let me talk to him again.
Wow.
Said, here you go.
Oh, man.
Hey. All right.
So now you've learned your lesson?
Yeah, and I love you guys, man. Yeah. I listen to you every day.
Well, if you love us, then treat the people that are answering the phones better.
And listen, when you originally called just with your vapid comment, wanted to just say, I just want to say I love them, I believe that when I shuffled through your call, I said, I'll tell them thank you, goodbye, click.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
You did.
As I was not rude on the first go-around.
Right.
It was not until your many calls afterwards.
Right. That's why I'm calling back to say I'm sorry.
All right. Are you going to stop calling now?
Yes.
Please. Very thank good. You. What town do you call from?
Oh, I'm listening out of Rochester.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait.
What?
I just got to let you know, I did pee my pants when you said it was you.
Well, change it, for God's sakes.
Good. All
thank
right.
you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. There he goes.
There's Mr. Douchebag.
Apology not accepted.
Right. Sorry.
I think we've done that a couple of times today.
Yeah, we have at least a couple of times. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
I got a celebrity sighting for you.
Who was it?
It was John Travolta.
Only if you mentioned our names to him are we interested.
I mentioned his name to you, and he was up in Sacramento. It was a while back, and he was up there listening to 1140, and he was listening to what was it, Secret Name or Celebrity Laugh.
Please. Thank you. Goodbye. Wasn't John Travolta in town? Didn't I read that in the Washington Post?
He was in D.C. this weekend.
With that Nimrod that writes for the Post was talking about how much he tipped.
Yes.
That Nimrod who's in a Washingtonian magazine, and they're talking about him.
Lloyd Grove.
Lloyd Grove, who puts his buddies in that, they give him stock tips.
Sure. Right.
That's right.
John Travolta was in town for that crazy Tom Cruise, Leah Remini religion thing.
Mm-hmm. Scientology.
Yes, L. Ron Hubbard.
Signing that book about that movie that's coming out.
Which looks cool, Battlefield Earth.
It's very good.
Where he says, humans are so stupid. He has a big Klingon beak.
It's no Gladiator, though.
Hey, Gladiator.
Gladiator looks like it's going to be an absolute smash.
That movie will kick ass.
Oh, really? So we're on the same page on that
yes,
one.
Yes, Gladiator.
I thought in the past you had mocked me about my desire to go see Gladiator, and I'm not sure how you had mocked me. Oh, yes, you called me a fag.
Right.
Doesn't it look cool, though?
You know what won me over? The ads where they have cut in, like, football games and basketball games and hockey games, you know. And I know that they did that just for dumb guys like me.
Mm-hmm.
When they said, you know what? Why don't you splice in some sports footage so that really dumb guys will figure out that this is just like football, but you know, 2,000 years ago.
And, you know, I know you love football, but wouldn't football be even more fun if they opened doors up, like when the quarterback drops back to throw a pass, they open a door up and a tiger comes out?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be cool? Huh?
I'm for it.
All right. Yeah, Troy Aikman back to pass. He looks at, whoa, there's the tiger. And the tiger has got Troy Aikman dragging him all the way around. He's back in the other. That's a safety. Oh, look at that. Oh, man. You know, I'll tell you, he didn't hear the feet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing? Hey, I'm here at Carmen Kabooms. We have a problem.
What is the problem?
Well, we asked them to play your show in here instead of the music, and they won't do it. Can you call them up and tell them to switch it to your show?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I can't.
Goodbye.
And he hangs up.
Goodbye. You know, I'm already feeling a good energy about that show.
Oh, yeah.
That's the second call from up in Columbia.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I was just wondering, what kind of X-Lax did you give Dennis? Because I gave some X-Lax to my friend, and I said it was some aspirin instead. And he went to the bathroom about 15 minutes later. He had to crap his pants.
It was just your garden variety X-Lax, and it says on the box it takes 6 to 12 hours to work.
Oh, really? Because I think maybe if you give him like about 6 or 7 at one time, he might end up... You might have to go like 15, 20 minutes.
I don't think that's going to be a problem, son.
But thank you for calling, doctor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was the doctor.
I love the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to tell him about that Gladiator movie that he said about. It's going to be a bomb.
The Gladiator movie? Right. We're all in agreement on it.
Well, they said it's... No, it means it's going to be really bad.
Oh,
I'm sorry. We weren't speaking you.
I'm sorry. You see, Mike and I are so hip when someone says that movie's the bomb.
We thought you were saying it was going to be a success. Do you mean the movie is going to bomb?
Uh-huh.
Why?
This just looks so stupid.
No, so it looks like...
So far, I've had a pretty good record when it comes to movies. About 98%. So...
Well, what? What?
What?
Huh?
Huh? Where are you? Can you roll your window up or something?
My window is up.
You're about to get the foghorn. Try one more time.
Try one more. We can't hear you. Either pull off to the side, because we're having trouble hearing you with the road noise.
Okay. Okay.
What I'm saying is the movie's going to be 98%. So far, I've had 98% accuracy on movies.
98%? How did you arrive at that particular figure of 98%?
Well, so far, I've done about 1,000 movies. I'm like 32 years old and came up with...
Oh, I understand what this guy... This guy's saying that his prediction rate of predicting what movie will be a hit and what movie will be a bomb is about 98%.
Name a movie you thought would bomb and a movie that was a hit.
Let's see. That was a bomb.
Yeah.
The hit. Trying to see. What movie that I thought of? One movie I thought that did really well. A lot of people didn't like it. Was Starship Trooper. It was a hit.
And I guess
that it was going to be a hit.
And I guess for now, the idiot convention is closed.
The idiot convention is closed.
What was a movie that you thought was going to be a giant hit that was not a giant hit?
Okay,
give me one from the 2% that you were inaccurate with.
I say the only movie I could say, the last Arnold Schwarzenegger movie wasn't a hit.
End of Days.
Yeah, and I said it wasn't going to be a hit, and it wasn't.
So do you fancy yourself as a movie critic?
I don't know about that.
No, wait. If you're saying that you said the Arnold movie wasn't going to be a hit, tell me the last time that you saw a movie that you thought was going to be a hit that was not a hit. What's the last time you were wrong?
I don't know any movies that was a hit that I thought was going to bomb. That's what I'm saying.
No. Movies that bombed that you thought were going to be hits.
Oh, okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger's last movie.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
So you thought the last Arnold Schwarzenegger movie was going to be a hit?
No.
You just
I
said
knew
that.
It was going to bomb.
Oh, you knew.
No. Tell me the last time you were wrong.
So far, I haven't been wrong.
Well, you said 98%. Then what about the
2%? Oh, you mean the 2%?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Mom, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Let's see.
I'm trying to think of...
It's hard, isn't it? Because you're never wrong, are you?
No, I'm never wrong.
You are listening to the ghost of Gene Siskel.
Because I got 2% wrong.
All right, well, tell me one of the 2% you got wrong.
Let's see. What was it?
And if you're having trouble with that, just tell us when you lost 2% of your mind.
Years ago, so I don't want to get into that. But,
all right, well, I'll tell you what. Listen, rather than continue to waste our time, how would you like to make a bet that Gladiators is the number one movie this weekend?
A gentleman's bet?
No, something more than that.
Something like where what? You have to come down to the studio and do something.
Like what?
I don't know, like shave your head or eat dog food or put a mouse trap on your penis.
And if I win?
If you win, we'll give you a nice tour of the station.
Yeah, if you win, you'll be able to come
tour
on the
station?
Yeah, if you win, you'll
How
be able to...
$500?
Pardon me?
How about $500 grand prize?
You want to bet $500? But if you lose, you have to come down and perform some humiliating acts.
Like what?
We'll come up with it. We'll come up with it, but I'll put up $500.
Well, that... I'm not going to say yes unless I know what it's going to be. I want to know how much.
All right, let's give him a try. You have to shave your head. All right.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, well, I thought you're never wrong.
I do have I just told you I have 2% wrong.
All right, well,
but
then,
I'm pretty sure this is going to be a bomb.
Well, then put your money and your head where your mouth is.
How's that?
Let me tell you, if the movie bombs, you get $500. If the movie is a hit, you have to come down here and cut all your hair off.
And it's not even if it's going to bomb or it's a hit. I'm telling you, it's going to be the number one movie this weekend.
There you go. Number one movie this weekend.
I'm not shaving my head. I used to get crew cuts when I was a kid. I ain't doing that no more.
All right, Mr. Pussy.
You're a pussy.
All right, you have been listening to the ghost of Gene Siskel's brain tumor. And this is what killed Gene Siskel, ladies and gentlemen, right here. I hate big mouth guys
like
this.
You said that you think it's going to be a hit.
Yes, I do.
How many movies have you gotten that's been right?
I'm wrong all the time.
But we're not coming up with any BS percentages that you just pull out of thin air.
I said about 98% of
I think you can kiss about 98% of my scrote. That you you don't have the balls to come down here. I mean, if you're so right, take $500 of my money. And I'm not talking about the station's money. I'm not talking about the
chance.
I'm not talking about the station money. I'm talking about my own personal money.
That's right.
I understand that, but I'm not taking
because
my hair to me is worth a lot more than $500.
Because you know you're going to be wrong.
That's right. And that 98% was just total crap.
And because you know that Gladiator will be the number one movie this weekend.
Too much hype, not enough action.
Well then, put your head where the point is, or shut the frig up.
Well, I just think it's not going to be a hit. I sort of just made a...
But your opinion means nothing because you're not willing to stand behind it.
That's right.
Because I'm not able to stand behind it.
Uh-huh, right.
Well, I don't know about all that. I stand behind usually a lot of my stuff, but just...
What about 90%? Do you stand behind about 98% of it?
Like I said before, I still got 2% I've been wrong.
I'll tell you, he stands behind 98% of his statements.
Right. All right, well, you are a big, fat pussy.
You're 90.
It's a personal opinion, like y'all always say.
I'll tell you that.
No, that's a fact.
No,
it's a 100% fact.
Hey, I'll do anything else you want, but I'm not
anything else.
My hair.
Anything else? Anything All right, else? Then you have to make out with Dennis Murphy for 1 minute.
Like what?
Like kiss him on the lips for 60 seconds.
Tongue kiss him.
Hell with that.
I thought you said you'd do anything else.
That's a little different.
What about
talking about something like really weird, like, I don't know, put myself in a diaper or something, or eat some dog food, or something like that.
I
ain't into
the
gay
food.
Stuff.
No, sorry. It's either gay stuff or shave your head, or go down in all of history as the 2% guy, the 2% moron.
I just have to be the 2% guy, because I'm not into that.
All right. Well,
then
just remember.
Let's put it this way. Then you can say BJ me when you find out when it becomes a bomb. Okay?
You know something? You are an idiot.
I'm an idiot?
You're an idiot.
How's that?
You are the biggest idiot that's called this show today. I'm just giving you the prize.
Congratulations.
I want to tell you that I'm an idiot.
We have had a lot of idiots call us today. Today's been a very high rate of idiocy on this show.
You know something?
Well, I might not be too much of an idiot because I've been on this phone for about 10 minutes now.
You are king of the idiots today. Congratulations.
I mean, okay. you're a bigger idiot than the woman that called us and accused us that we enjoy killing children. You're a bigger idiot than my brother who won't play child support.
You are king of the idiots.
You're the bigger idiot than all those Joe Mama guys that called today. Congratulations. And you can just eat one on Monday when Gladiators is the number one movie.
Let's put it this way. It might be the number one movie.
It will be. Thank you. Let me finish.
No.
No, you're not allowed to finish.
Thank you.
It's our show, and you're not allowed to finish.
Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
That was King of the Idiot.
There he was.
That was fun. There he was.
Oh, Mike is super comics.
I'm an idiot?
Hey, what, Mike? Hi.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
It's Mike the CP comic.
How you doing, Mike?
And it's Mike Lee the blind comic here with us.
Oh, it's the CP comic and the blind comic. Hello, boys.
Hey, we're going to be opening the show tonight.
Fantastic. We're going to have the blind comic and the CP comic on stage opening our show.
I picked Michael up last night at BWI and he drove back.
All right, boys. Well,
that's the kind of comedy you're going to hear, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep that razor-sharp wit ready for tonight's show.
Don't drink too much, you guys.
Uh-oh. Too late.
All right. Goodbye, guys.
See you later.
All right. See you.
Hey, the blind guy will be the designated driver for the show tonight.
All right. Goodbye. There you go.
That's our opening act tonight for our Las Vegas-style show, Mike the CP Comic and Mike the Blind Comic.
Soon to be appearing at Chuckles Houses near you.
Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, the first government-approved sex aid for women.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You have my attention. Yes. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
With their hearts full of love and their throats full of phlegm, Don and Mike.
All right, let's go to Buzz and the news right now. Hello, Buzz. The government has just approved a new treatment for women who suffer from sexual dysfunction. A Buzz is brought to you by Glen Ellen. Taste the new Glen Ellen. Good taste is within your reach. Like some men, some women have trouble becoming aroused due to a lack of blood flow.
Yeah, really?
Does it matter with women? It does for men.
Oh, okay, of course.
A company called Urometrics of St. Paul, Minnesota has come up with a mechanical device that's supposed to help some of these women.
Don't we have a tape of that mechanical device running?
I was just telling Rob to get the tape right now. Great minds think alike.
That is a phenomenal device. It really is. It's a little noisy, but it works.
The device is called Eros.
Right, what you do is you get the woman and you spread her legs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say, for instance, this is a woman.
You Don Geronimo! Sounds good.
You spread the lady's legs, and you
fire up the Eros.
And then...
There it goes. Look at that.
And all of a sudden... Why, she's as wet as Seattle in March. You need an umbrella.
She's ready to go.
I really do.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved this thing.
Is it still diesel operated?
No. No, okay. I think they've refined it a little bit.
Oh, good. Okay, regular gas.
It's a vacuum pump that increases blood flow to the clitoris. This marks the first time.
I love it when you talk dirty on this show, bud.
Marks the first time the FDA has approved a device to help women improve their sexual experiences. And because the manufacturer went through the government... It's only available by prescription.
Oh. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I'm sorry. They call them love handles, but they're not conducive to love making, according to USA Today.
Well, nonsense.
The paper cites a new study that draws a connection between the size of a man's stomach and his ability to get and maintain an erection.
I'm sorry, it didn't work again.
The study says men with a 42-inch waist are nearly twice as likely as men with a 32-inch waist to report erection problems over a one-month period.
Oh, really?
The Harvard School of Public Health studied nearly 2,000 men.
Oh, such
Such fools. And none of them had any of the other risk factors for impotence.
You wouldn't be this size 42, would you?
Of course I would. Yeah, okay. There we are. Bingo. People are buying lottery tickets, $200 worth at a time now.
Yeah, you know, there was no winner last night.
Right? No, there wasn't. And tonight I'm going to buy the tickets. Now the jackpot is expected to balloon to 200. I'm still thinking about my fat weight.
Nobody believes you. Right. About buying those tickets.
Or that I'm a slight 42.
Right.
The jackpot is expected to grow to
what I am
on these pants. They're expecting $200 million by the next drawing on Friday. So fat.
Hold on, Buzz. Hold on.
Fat.
Fucking Gino. Gino.
Hey, what's up, you wild and crazy guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I'll take that bet.
What bet? About the movie?
Yeah.
No, that was only for that guy because he was calling with all of his bull crap about how he was the expert on the movies.
Gino, I don't want $500. I'll do it for $50.
Yeah, see, Gino, the overwhelming odds are that you're just some maniac that wants to shave his head.
I mean, if you want to shave your head, just come on down and shave your head. Yeah.
Well, I can do that. You want me to do that?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, what day should I come down on?
All right, hold on, we'll book you.
All right.
Hold on. Hold on, please.
Right. Gino, the maniac will shave his head for anything.
I got a head shaver on line six, Toya. Sorry about that, Buzz.
That's good. $200 million by the next drawing on Friday, they think. Things were bad enough yesterday at the mom-and-pop store in Kingsland, Georgia. Police had to direct traffic in and out of the convenience store, where tickets there are selling three times faster than normal. In fact, all the stores that sell lottery tickets are doing big business, especially if they're just inside the state line.
No, but they're all happy, because when they buy one for themselves, they also buy one for ye.
The overnight Nielsen ratings indicate that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire had more viewers last night than all the shows on CBS, NBC, Fox, UPN, and the WB combined.
Great. Great for Regis. And I was one of the saps that contributed to that.
Yeah, nothing else to watch. Nearly 36 million people were watching Monday night when it wasn't even on the cable. And last night's numbers were even bigger.
Hold on there, Buzz. I got to do this. I'm sorry. We're running late. We'll be back with more.
They love the smell of marquee in the morning. Don and Mike.
You know, we got a big Vegas-style show tonight.
Yeah.
In Columbia, Maryland. And Buzz, I'm sorry. We mismanaged the time tonight. We just got to squeeze the news in these little bits of the last couple of breaks we have, and I have a question.
Yes.
That's going to take away from the news time.
Okay.
We know that Buzz got a thing going with Toya.
Absolutely. Everybody knows that. It's public now.
And that Buzz and Toya will be riding up together tonight to the appearance.
Yes, we will. We have a date.
You were wondering if Charlie Broyhill is going to the appearance with Lisa the Nympho.
Well, we'll have to find out.
That is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we could double date.
Because she was all fixed up today.
Let's find out.
Mike told me he heard she was going to the appearance. And she's not around, and he's gone.
And he's not nice.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
For how long? I'm really in a hurry.
Is Lisa with you?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He could be lying.
Is Lisa around?
Look.
Would you find out, Robbie?
Good.
Thank you.
Everybody's dancing around this one a little.
See where baby Jane is.
I know.
Wow.
Hi, Buzz. The FCC has just given the green light to a merger between CBS and Viacom.
That's right.
The two media companies will merge their extensive interest in television, movies, radio, and outdoor advertising. However, Viacom will have to drop some of its extra TV stations and probably the UPN network.
Well, hold on a second. Here comes your date, Buzz. Here is
Toya.
Toya. Hello, Toya.
Here's Toya with the info.
Hi, Toya.
You'll have to give her the Inquisition. She was very tight-lipped with me.
Where is Lisa the Nympho?
I don't know.
Don't lie. You are so lying. Don't lie to us. Where is she?
I think she's in a bathroom or something.
You are such a friggin' liar.
That's horrible. Why are you lying to us, Toya?
Why, did he swear you to silence?
No.
Where is she at?
I don't know.
I'll ask you questions where you won't get in trouble. Is Lisa planning on going to the appearance tonight?
Yeah, she'll be there.
She'll be there. And she has already left for the appearance, probably?
Probably.
And she might not have been driving herself, right?
I don't know.
Ah, it's a conspiracy. We're surrounded by conspiracy.
Absolutely.
Why is it a secret that Charlie is driving with Lisa?
Well, see, I was working so hard that I wasn't paying attention to what was going on around me.
She's a hard worker.
She's protecting them.
Bull S.
Interesting.
But Lisa's not here.
No, I don't think so.
And she was all fixed up, wasn't she? Just like you are.
Yeah,
as you look down at your breast. Yes, you are all fixed up, Toya.
So Lisa is on her way up to the appearance now, you think, maybe, perhaps?
Perhaps.
Do you think she wants Charlie the way you want Buzz?
I can't speculate on that, Don.
That's a funny boy. Something going on here.
You know what I said to her earlier off the air? I said, listen, when you're having sex tonight with Buzz,
yes,
think of me.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than say, you're crazy.
You're ridiculous.
She said, I will.
Wow.
That's what she said. I will.
Wow.
I will.
I said, I'll
so
dedicate
nice
5 minutes of it to Don.
Because I'm nice. Hold on a second. Here he is now, I bet, calling in. Hello, Carlos.
No, this is Lisa.
Oh, calling in to perpetuate the lie. Hi, Lisa.
Interesting.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm out.
Who was that voice? What was that voice in the background I heard?
There wasn't any voice in the background.
Yes,
it's
there
the
was.
Radio.
Yes, there was.
Hi. The radio.
I'm listening to myself on the radio right now in delay. Isn't that annoying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm by myself.
Hey, Lisa, call me back. Call me back on the hotline. Don't call on the inside line.
On what? On the hotline? I just did.
No. Call me on the other hotline. Hold on. Rob will give you the number.
Bye.
Hold on, please. Rob, give her the other number.
Technical.
Wait, hold on, Buzz. There's a super sleuth at work here right now.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm. You see, the reason that he had her call on that line was because I can't star 69 that line.
Mm-hmm.
So I want her just to call me on the direct line. Now, Toya, does Lisa have her own cell phone?
Yes, she does.
Oh.
No. Okay, well, then you won't be able to. If she has it with her, maybe there's a chance that she
will. Did she have it with her today?
Yes.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
Charlie
getting
involved. Charlie makes us carry our phones everywhere we go.
CK1 just came in. Was he giving you any information there,
yeah,
Rob?
He was. Lisa's car is in the parking lot. Hello?
Hey.
Hi, why is your car in the parking lot?
It's not in the parking lot.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, CK just told us.
How do you know what I drive anyway?
CK told us.
Chris, come here.
Come here, Chris.
Where's Chris Kiner?
I'll tell you, this is a wonderful place to have a conspiracy.
Chris?
There is no conspiracy.
Hold on a second, please. There's no running from the truth on this show.
Absolutely
I'm
not.
I'm not running from the truth. I'm going to get a disposable camera.
I take it back. You're driving from the truth.
All right, we're going to wait for Chris to come
here. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Oh,
Hi.
Sorry. I think my signal's breaking up.
What kind of car does she drive?
A beautiful truck. Pickup truck. Isuzu.
So we've confirmed the vehicle, haven't we, Lisa?
What vehicle?
Your vehicle, honey.
What vehicle?
Yeah.
Your vehicle. You're really in an Acura right now, aren't you?
No. I'm walking to 7-Eleven to buy a disposable camera.
You're such a liar. And you're listening to either Marillion or or Genesis.
No Doubt.
Or the new No Doubt.
Sure.
Ooh, I don't even know those bands.
Hey, Lisa, since your car's in the parking lot, how did you get over to the store to get the disposable camera?
I just said I was walking to 7-Eleven.
Oh, you
was
were walking?
Radio that you could listen to yourself on?
I was in my truck.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second, Lisa. Hey, hold on a second. I'll be right back. Hold on.
We'll figure this out.
Okay. Hold on.
Not that we already have.
Yeah. Please.
This is fun.
Now we'll get him. And I'll conference them together.
Mm-hmm.
And they can talk to each other on the telephones while they're sitting in the same car.
Very good.
Now that you get his machine. Where you get his fake.
Hello.
Hi.
I can't take your call right now. Please leave a message.
Oh, God. Is that really you, or you do? He's got that fakey message.
I know.
Charlie?
What?
Hold on a second. Hey, Lisa. Lisa?
Hi.
Charlie? I'm conferencing you with Lisa. Do you realize what a gigantic waste of electricity this is since you two are sitting in the same telephone talking on separate cell phones?
In the same car.
I think it's just funny. I heard I'm with Charlie Broyho going to the appearance.
You're with Charlie Broyhill going to the appearance?
Yes. I don't know why it was a big secret and conspiracy, but it was
all right, there you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely.
If someone would have just said that 10 goddamn minutes ago, Buzz could have read.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun, yes.
Buzz could have read the news.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Goodbye.
Shocker.
Okay.
Shocker.
Right.
Shocker. Shocker.
Right.
Shocker.
Right.
Shocker.
Right.
Shocker.
Right.
Shocker.
Right. Shocker. Right. Sexual predator he is. Hold on, Buzz.
Okay.
Sorry. Screwed you out of that whole segment.
Sorry.
Sorry.
It was worth it. Buzz is as happy as anybody that we did.
Had to be done.
Yep.
Yes, Buzz is curious like the rest of us.
Right.
Yeah. Time out. We'll be right back.
Executive directors of the group home.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
All right, Buzz.
ABC may be back on the cable, but the ugly battle continues between the Disney-owned network and Ted Turner's Time Warner Cable. In New York, the ABC station was offering some viewers free satellite dishes if they would drop their Time Warner subscription. And for what it's worth, the government's finally weighed in on the fight between ABC and Time Warner. Today, the FCC ruled that the cable company broke the rules when it pulled the plug on the Alphabet Network.
That sucks that the FCC is siding with Disney.
Turns out ABC was right. You can't take a network off the cable during a ratings period. A FedEx driver.
You're happy about that, aren't you? Just
no,
a little bit.
There you go, accusing me of emotions I'm not even having.
All right. All right.
A FedEx driver.
I'll give him this. I think he hates Disney as much as we do.
Yes, I do.
I don't. Go ahead, Buzz.
A FedEx driver's been suspended without pay. He also faces drunken driving charges for driving under the influence of tea. The man, a native of Tonga, had drunk 8 to 10 cups of kava tea with some church friends.
Ainsley Harriet.
Police pulled him over.
All right. I've got to get this package delivered. Oh!
They said the man was weaving and only doing 55 miles an hour. They also say he failed a sobriety test.
That's good tea.
But the urine test showed no drugs, no alcohol, and no kava, according to his lawyer.
Kava. They said this. Hold on.
How's that urine?
No drugs. Hold on.
Chief urine inspector.
No alcohol. Hold on a second.
Any kava?
Ah. No kava. That's good urine, though. That's Ainsley Harriet's urine.
Yeah. Kava kava leaves are chewed by the natives of Tonga to relieve stress. A physician's reference book says it may affect vision and reflexes. But the man's lawyer says it's like arresting somebody for having too much coffee.
He might be diabetic, though.
Hey, that's an incredible. Those taste buds are working overtime right now.
That's a talent.
Mmm. A little coppery.
Oh, dear. Oh,
that's not good.
Mm. Well, whatever he got, you got.
Whatever I got, you got.
In sports, Utah gets a shot at moving into the second round of the NBA playoffs tonight. The Jazz lead Seattle 2-1, heading into Game 4 of the Sonics' home court. That's the only NBA game tonight. Portland and Phoenix advanced to the second round last night, and the Kings are tied with the Los Angeles Lakers at 2 games apiece after a Sacramento win last night.
Oh, man. That's our victory horn for the Sacramento Kings.
Hey. Love it when they score over 100 points.
The team that we're officially supporting until they lose.
Go Kings. Boston pitcher Pedro Martinez has been suspended for 5 games.
That's BS.
Martinez got bounced for hitting Roberto Alomar with a pitch after being warned not to retaliate for an earlier beating.
Roberto deserved it.
Martinez is appealing the suspension. It happened last Sunday in a game against Cleveland that featured 2 bench-clearing brawls.
Thank you, Buzz. We will get our kicker when we come back. The Toe Tapping Touchstones right here. Time for a call 100. Prize package selected especially for you. Thank you for your patience, Buzz.
No problem.
We normally go longer, but we got the appearance tonight. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
With a chunk of Pat Summerall's stomach in every delicious bite. Guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz, we are about ready.
Yeah, finally.
Johnny Beaver.
How you doing?
Hi, man.
Well, I just put goo in my hair, so now I'm doing the end of the show without headphones.
How would the show be if we didn't have headphones?
I don't think it would matter.
Yeah, all right.
As long as I can hear what's happening.
Hey, stupid idiot.
We're all doing the end of the show without headphones on right now.
Right.
Fine.
Go ahead, Buzz.
Finally, about 30... I chose this story because of something that happened on today's show.
Now, I have a question, though. Can you hear Buzz's speaker, the speaker we hear Buzz talking on?
I don't know.
In the headphones?
Shouldn't be able to.
Somebody got to put on their headphones to find that out.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on.
Yes, stupid idiot.
Wait a minute.
Test 1, 2. How's that?
Well, I can't hear anything in my headphones. Wait a second.
Unplugged.
Well, plug them back in.
Sorry.
All right, now talk, Buzz. Let me hear.
Okay, testing 1, 2, 3. Up. Little feedback there.
A little bit.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Up. That's from my headphones, though.
Right.
No, that's from Mike's headphones. Knock it off, you.
Whee!
All right, go ahead, Buzz.
Okay, finally. About 30 miles south of Austin, some of the people in San Marcos, Texas, are wearing hard hats. They're trying to protect themselves from the swooping hawks.
Oh, you.
He likes the hawks.
You.
Red-shouldered hawks nesting in the area.
Hi, Carmy.
They're concerned about their chicks.
Congratulations, Carmy.
Carmy's army.
Mm-hmm.
The city's put up warning signs about the hawks. So they've been attacking pedestrians just to be on the safe side.
Stupid idiots.
Keep people away from the chicks. No one's been seriously hurt by the hawks. Not yet, anyway.
Feed them sunflower seeds.
That is our station hawk, Carmy the hawk.
And I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
And we thank you, Buzz.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
Yes!
No! Yes, that's it. We must go.
All right.
We got to go off to Carmen Kaboom's tonight with a big Las Vegas-style show. Let's get it. Caller 100 right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I'm caller 100.
Yes, yes you are. What's your name, my friend?
This is Rob from Annapolis.
Rob, you're from Annapolis? Beautiful. My friend, I'm sorry about this. You won a pair of tickets to see Larry Gatlin.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's right. A pair of tickets to see the Civil War. Don't miss. I don't know which is worse, the Civil War or Larry Gatlin.
I think they were both from the South.
Both of those events... Both of those events combined, ay, ay, ay. Larry Gatlin in the Civil War musical, live on stage at Wolf Trap, May 25th through the 27th. For tickets, call 703-218-6500. Hold on, let me give you something decent. Not that Larry Gatlin singing about the Civil War is not decent.
It's very highly reviewed.
You've also won a suit of your choice, valued at up to $349 from Today's Man.
Outstanding.
Now that is a prize.
That's a good prize.
A $349 suit of Today's Man sells for $700 in the finest department stores. Today's Man, they don't mark it up just to mark it down. Thank you, my friend.
Don and Mike, you're the greatest.
Thank you for listening. Hold on a second. That's it. We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. See everybody at Carmen Kaboom tonight.
It's going to be a good show.
Yeah. For the Las Vegas-style show. See you there. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Sydney. If you would please throw your beret in the air, just like Sid, Tyler Moore.
You might just make it and hold on.
Perfectly done. And I would like to dedicate today's show to Charlie and Lisa. We will see you at the appearance tonight.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.